If you have a wet basement, you've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Kohler Power, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the to-dos you'd like to get done around your house. So what's on that list? What projects are you working on? I love this time of year. The leaves are just in full fall bloom around my part of the country. It happens here a little bit later than the rest of the country because we're kind of close to sea level. But, man, it's just so gorgeous. I can't wait to get out on the weekend and get some projects done around my house. If you got some projects you'd like to take on but maybe need a little help to get going, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Hey, coming up on today's show, wouldn't it be nice now that it's chilly out, if you can get some hot water out of your garden hose for cleaning projects, like maybe washing your car or washing your pet or maybe cleaning your siding. Well, now you can, thanks to a very cool new hose nozzle invented by Rheem. It just slips right in your garden hose and delivers a continuous stream of hot water. We'll explain how it works just ahead.
And I know Tom's talking about fall, but hey, you guys, let's talk about winter snowstorms. I mean,
no,
really.
Boo.
It's no around snow. The corner. You know, but it was funny. When I was a kid, like, we didn't have any fancy snow removal devices. Like, I was the snow thrower. Like, all the neighborhood kids were like, hey, let me help you shovel. So, you know, these days, it's a lot different. You know, shoveling snow is a chore that I personally don't want to be doing anymore. So we're going to share some tips on how you can choose a snowblower that's going to make that chore a lot easier.
And if you'd like to improve your home's insulation and feel comfortable all winter long, the attic in your home is definitely the place to start. But for DIYers, it's also one of the easiest places to add insulation. We're going to share tips on an insulation option that delivers absolutely instant warmth in just a bit.
But first, what are you guys working on? I can't even believe I'm saying we're like halfway into November. Like, well, how is this happening so quickly? I mean, I'm super excited that it's almost Thanksgiving and Christmas as I whisper to you guys, but it's just going too fast. So how can we help you get your house ready for all of the stuff that's about to be coming through your front door? So let us know what you're working on. Let us know how we can help you because we are standing by to do so.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you give us a call with your question, we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat because we've got a handy set of 5-in-1 staple guns to give away to one caller at random. They are from Arrow, and they're worth about $85. So give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it on this beautiful fall weekend. Leslie, who's first?
Heading to Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, we've got Randy on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I've got an older bathroom, and I want to take the tub out and the shower kit and install a more of a handicap-type shower kit.
Okay.
I'm getting about 60 years old, so I want to kind of go ahead and make it handicapped.
Prepare for the future, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Have something
not?
To hold on to anyway, you know.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. So, you know, there are prefabricated, accessible one-piece shower unit designs that are a possibility. But if you want to build something that's maybe a little more customized, a little nicer, maybe you want to have a built-in bench and do it with tile, I would tell you to take a look at Schluter Systems. Now, Schluter is a company that makes a whole host of tile underlayments, and they have a system that's called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I. And the Kerdi system has components for every piece of that shower assembly, and it's designed to basically go together so that you don't have any leakage whatsoever. Once it's all installed, then you basically tile over top of the whole thing. And the part that really is where the sort of the rubber meets the road when it comes to water integrity are all of those different types of seams and the shower pans and such. And with the Curti system, that's all eliminated. It's all built in together so it works well together. So take a look at Schluter Systems, and in particular their line of products called Curti. And I think you'll find a system there that will give you everything that you need to accomplish this as quickly and easily as possible. And you'll also have something that just will not leak, and it will be there for the ages.
Hey, that sounds great. I'll sure take a look at that.
All right, Randy. Good luck with that project.
Thanks a lot.
All right, now we've got Sarah on the line with Foggy Windows. What's going on?
We have Anderson window on our sliding door in our patio. The rest of the windows in the house, we can't seem to find a brand, but they fog over. We have dealt with this for 2 or 3 years. I have to clean them every day to keep the moisture off them. Do we need to get new windows, or how do we solve this?
So unfortunately, Sarah, this is pretty common with windows. When you have thermal pane windows and you have a failed thermal pane seal, it's the seal between the glass, then moisture gets in between that glass, and then it condenses on the inside of the surface, and it leaves some of its mineral salts behind, and that's why you get this kind of ugly, gray, dirty-looking fog. There's nothing you can do to remove that. It's inside between the panes of glass. And the reason you're getting condensation is because that window is now not insulating. See, when these windows are built, normally they have a seal inside, and the seal basically keeps that interior of the window between the glass in a vacuum. And to supplement that vacuum, manufacturer adds an insulating gas like argon in there. So you've pretty much eliminated all that in these windows at this point, or the windows have eliminated it, I should say. And as a result, the warm, moist air inside your house hits that cold glass. It cools and releases its moisture, and that's why you're always kind of mopping up after these damp windows. Unfortunately, I think the best thing to do here is to replace the windows. I don't think, while it's possible to find a manufacturer that can make new sealed thermal paint sealed windows for you, it's probably not going to be more expensive than actually replacing the window. There's a lot of options in replacement windows today. Generally, you know, they're a lot easier to install than they ever were before. And you don't have to do the whole house at once. You know, do the north side first if you're concerned about cold and trying to keep warmer. Do the north side first, and if you want to cut down on the air conditioning, do the south side first. That's kind of the way you should approach this systematically. And one more thing to look for in any of those windows, just make sure you get in a window that's Energy Star rated. That's going to mean it's real efficient and will definitely do the job going forward. And hopefully those windows will last a lot longer without any seals failing again.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What's going on, you guys? What are you working on this beautiful fall, almost holiday weekend? Well, whatever it is, let us lend you a hand. Here's a cool one. Would you like to get some hot water out of your garden hose with absolutely no plumbing needed to make that happen? I sort of love this idea. There are so many things you could be doing with warm water outside. So we're going to share a new product that does just that next.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. LuxRock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com, here to help you take on the to-dos you want to get done around your house. If you've got a home improvement question, we'd love for you to go to MoneyPit.com/ask. If you do that, we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat because we've got a great product to give away. Actually, 2 products to give away because we've got a set of them. It's the Arrow 5-in-1 Manual Staple and Nail Gun. You can keep one and give away the other one as a gift. It's a great multi-purpose tool. It's going to handle a variety of projects like crafts and wire stapling and carpentry. It's even got high and low power settings so you can adjust how deep the fastener gets driven. And it's comfortable to use, which is going to save you some time and effort. So the value of these 2 products is $86, but we're going to give them away to maybe you if you reach out with your question, again, at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Randy who's looking for a way to pressure wash his home. What's going on?
What is the best way to pressure wash 30-year-old mildew-stained siding that is pet-friendly? If you can help me out on that, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Randy, so that's totally doable, and one product that I like is Simple Green. Now, Simple Green is great because it's very environmentally friendly, but they actually have a special formula for pressure washers. It's called Simple Green Total Outdoor Cleaner, and this particular product is actually rated by the EPA as a climate-friendly product, so that means it's safe for pets, it's safe for landscaping, and so on. Not terribly expensive either. It's about $20 a gallon, and you could just put that right into the detergent tank on the pressure washer, and you'll be good to go.
Now we've got Rosalie on the line who's looking for ways to make her home more accessible. Tell us about it.
I'm looking to install an elevator in a 2-story house.
You know, that's actually becoming very common, installing elevators in houses. It used to be something that was thought of as impossible, but now with advanced technology, it's entirely possible. It takes the same space as, say, a small coat closet. It operates, you know, you're not going to have 5 people in it. It operates designed for a single person or maybe a person and an aide. I would make sure it's big enough for a wheelchair because that could happen in your future. And you just got to block out the space for it. So the first question is, where do you want to put it? And, you know, do you have access to this first floor of the elevator without having to go up the landing of the elevator without having to go up any steps or make sure there's a ramp there? And then you need to carve out the space for it for the 2 stories or whatever, however number of stories you're going to have for this, and it can be installed. I actually helped my cousin who had an elevator put in his house. He was impacted by a very severe hurricane in the Northeast and lost a good part of his house. And when he rebuilt, he planned in an elevator space. And the only issue we had was that it was basically accessible from ground level, and there was a small pit underneath of it for, you know, some of the controls and I guess the springs or the motors or whatever, and that pit used to fill with water. It was something that he hadn't thought about, but being on the shore, I guess that was something they probably should have, or at least his architect should have told him. So we designed a pump and found this, helped him install a pump and found one that fit perfectly underneath the elevator to keep that pit dry. But I'm telling you, it's a tried and true technology today, and there's no reason you can't do it.
All right, I hope that helps you out and gets you around the house a little bit easier.
Well, guys, do you enjoy the flexibility of using your garden hose for tasks like washing your car, your patio, or even giving the family dog a bath before letting those muddy paws get inside? Well, now there's a new product on the market called Hot Wave that extends this cleaning capability by providing hot water wherever and whenever you need it.
Yeah, and here's how it works. Now, Hot Wave attaches to your garden hose and provides a continuous stream of hot water on demand. I mean, you know, turn on the faucet, hot water. How fantastic is that outside? You're going to have complete control of water temperature, spray pattern, and the pressure in an easy-to-use sprayer. This is amazing.
Yeah, there are 4 spray patterns to choose from, so you can choose exactly which pattern you need. And it's powered by, think of it as a miniature tankless electric water heater. Same technology, so the temperature of the water going in is going to affect the temperature of the water coming out. But since it makes hot water as you need it, you'll basically never run out of hot water.
Yeah, and Hot Wave has so many uses and really can tackle tough jobs like cleaning your patio to even the more gentle jobs like washing your favorite furry friend out of doors. I mean, I love this idea. I always wanted to give the dog a bath outside, but I always feel so badly that the water's freezing. So, like, this is amazing. And the other thing, I know it's not summertime yet, but do you remember when you would, like, break out the kiddie pool and your mom would boil teapots of water to add to the super cold water that came from the faucet, and you'd be like, I can't go in just yet. But with Hot Wave, you can get that perfect, like, kiddie pool temperature right away. So, you know, yet another way to spoil our children.
Hot Wave retails for $239 at Amazon.com and at Rheem.com/Hot Wave. I think, personally, it would make a fantastic holiday gift. Hint, hint to my family that's probably listening.
I'll send her a note. Don't worry. I'll let Sue know. Heading out to Chicago, where we've got Caesar on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Hi, guys. We bought a house here in Chicago in the summer, and over the summer we had some contractors come in and help us move the washer and dryer to where now they're backed up against a wall that the other side is outside. And so the drain pipe is now facing the other side of the drain pipe is outside, and it's freezing. The freezing cold temperatures here in Chicago. And so we think that they just didn't insulate or under-insulated. And so I was wondering, is there a DIY project around insulating? I know that, you know, you can get guys to come in and do an injection or maybe even blow in. It all sounds like a lot, but this is a wall that's only like 8x8. So I was wondering if there's something maybe easier that I could do as far as insulation goes.
So you say the drain pipe is freezing. What about the supply lines?
Funny enough, no problems with the supply lines. We were running the washer, and the water was going into the washer just fine. But then we saw flooding actually coming because it was obviously when it tried to drain, all the water was coming out.
Wherever that trap is, it's the U-shaped portion of the pipe, the water just sits there, and it must be being exposed to the exterior temperatures. And this pipe is inside that wall, because if it's a normal 2x4 wall, you don't have a lot of space left for insulation. What they should have done is they should have put a piece of foam insulation, like the foil-faced foam, just like backing up against the sheathing, right, against the sheathing. And then the pipe could have been in front of that, and you would have had at least a thermal bridge between the exterior and the cavity. So right now, that's probably the coldest spot in the whole exterior wall where that pipe is, because that takes a lot. I have rarely heard of this happening, Caesar. But unfortunately, there's going to be no easy way to fix this except for cutting open the drywall and doing it right. So you'll have to pull the washer out of there. And what I would try to do is I would try to surgically cut out the drywall on the center of the studs. So you're going to have a stud to the right of the pipe, a stud to the left of the pipe, and you want to cut it right down the middle of that stud so you retain that other half of the wood as a nailing edge, right?
Ah, gotcha. So I'm just exposing that bay and cutting
correct
so that I can cut put the same piece of drywall back in easily. Okay.
Well, that's optimistic.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you'll be able to put the same piece of drywall back in.
Okay.
You're probably going to have to get a new piece. I would probably only do this from the height, the top of the pipe down. We can hope that there's insulation above that. I mean, once you get it open, you'll be able to kind of look, you know, get your head upside down, look up on that bay and see if there's any more insulation above it. Clearly below it, it's not. Does this go down to a basement?
Well, it does go down. We're on a concrete slab. So when you say basement, I'm not, you know, and I also don't totally know the house yet. So I don't know exactly where it's going, but I know it's going down. I imagine it's reroutes back in towards the warmer, wall where it used to be that they just, you know, they rerouted this, you know, weird shape to get it to where we wanted the washer. But now it's exposed to the cold, I imagine it now goes back down to where it used to go, the original drain pipe, which is more inside the house.
You know, I don't think they cut a hole in your slab to do this. So they probably, they have to run it somewhere. I'd be interested in where it's running just that we're sure we're actually insulating the right section.
Okay.
You want to see if you can trace out where you think that drain is running, or if you can reach the contractor, ask them how they ran it, so that you're actually getting to the right place here, because you could tear this wall open and insulate behind it, and maybe it's freezing somewhere else.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
You know, I would just replace that piece of drywall, take that out, insulate behind it, try to get, like, don't just put fiberglass behind it, because it'll get all squishy and won't really give you much. I would try to put like an isocyanurate, which is like the foam insulation, or like the dow board, the blue dow boards, that kind of thing. You're probably, unfortunately, going to have to buy an enormous piece to get what you need out of this. But maybe your home center will sell you some scraps and fill that cavity all the way down at the floor, all the way up as far as it goes, and then insulate the rest of it with some regular fiberglass and see what happens. You might even leave it, if you do it in the near future, you might even leave it open for a while to kind of test it and see what happens before you close it back up.
Right. Well, I really appreciate it. That makes a lot of sense what you're saying, so I'll give it a shot.
All right. Good luck with that project, Caesar.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Just ahead, snow thrower or snow blower. Now, if this was the 80s, both of them would be referring to Tom and I as we did the shoveling around the outside of the property. But, you know, which one really is best for you? You know, not Tom or I. I'm talking about the snow blower or the snow thrower. Yet I digress here, guys. Stick around because we're going to talk about how you can choose the right snow removal option for your home this winter season next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th. Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at cascadetheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. There's a lot going on this time of year, including the Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas. But as Veterans Day approaches, we need to remember those who have served this country to preserve our freedoms. This Veterans Day, take time to say thank you to a veteran in our community. And remember, freedom isn't free.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. On a beautiful fall day, we hope it's a nice fall day in your neck of the woods. If you've got projects you're tackling, reach out to us for help. 888 Money Pit. Hey, how'd you like to win a whole workshop full of tools to take on fall fix up projects and more? Well, you can right now when you enter the Money Pit's fantastic fall fix up sweepstakes. You know why it's fantastic, Leslie? Because I got to choose the name, and I thought Fantastic Fall Fix-Up just kind of went together. That's why.
You just like to use all of the same letter and then make me read them. That's what happens.
Yeah, the hard
you guys,
ones.
He loves to put together these hard things and then make me feel like, suffer and succotash.
Right. If we have a guest that has a really difficult name to pronounce, we make sure Leslie can.
I'm always the one. I don't know why. But all joking aside, we love the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes by Arrow because one of you lucky winners, this grand prize winner, is going to receive $750 worth of Arrow tools, and it includes the professional high-temp glue gun, which we love, and the cordless 5-in-1 electric staple gun, both fantastic prizes.
We've also got five runner-up winners who will receive the Arrow Holiday Light Helper Prize Pack worth about $100, some good tools in there as well. You're all going to get plenty of staples and glue sticks to get those fall projects started, and you can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. And one of the features of the Money Pit sweepstakes is that you get bonus entries. If you do things like click on links and follow our podcast and stuff like that, we actually bribe you with extra entries to the sweepstakes. So, hey, it works. Everybody enjoys it. Go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. We hope to see you there.
Heading out to California. Cindy, what is going on? How can we help you?
We have downgraded to a smaller home, and we bought this cute little house that has got this beautiful six-burner gas stove. And the people that built the house put the stove right next to a wooden cabinet, and I can't use somebody turned one burner on against the wall, and it caught the cabinet on fire. So I need to find out what I can put against that wall that will either allow me to use the burners on the stove or not be able to use them at all and just have it look pretty.
You know, Leslie, so many folks love to have those very large commercial-style stoves today, but there's a lot more to them than you think, because you have all of this additional power in terms of the burners, and also you need better venting, right? You can't use a typical vent. And in Cindy's case here, she's got a serious fire risk. So my thought is this. Tell me if you think this makes sense. First of all, I would get in touch with the manufacturer of the stove, because there will be a specification for installation that will give you step-by-step exactly what has to be done to make sure that the surfaces around this range are fire-resistant. You know, there are things that that we could suggest, but they may or may not work. You know, putting stainless steel, for example, on this side of the cabinet could help. But then again, it might just heat up and you could burn yourself on it. So I don't want to be able, I don't want to give you any specific advice about how to make the rest of the area that surrounds this fireproof, because I know it does exist. The manufacturers of these types of commercial ranges will have them. You really need to kind of take a step back and see how it should have been installed, and then decide how you can modify your existing kitchen to make it work.
All right. So when I was a kid, I was the person that did all the shoveling. I mean, basically, it was my older sister, then the middle sister, then me. If you had kids, they took care of the snow. It was amazing. Today, my kids will look at the snow and be like, "Yo, Mom, I don't know. It's a lot of snow out there." I'm like, "Oh, thanks." And then I go outside and deal with it. But these days, you know, I choose not to have to shovel. So having a snowblower really is a must. Now, if you're ready to pick up a machine before the winter sets in, because it's always hard to find one when you need one. So now is the time, guys. It's not always clear on what model is the best for your home situation.
Right. So first, let's clarify the difference between a snowblower and a snow thrower, because they're actually different machines. And it really has to do with the way they work. Now, snow removal machines come in several stages. So we have to start there. A single stage machine is called a thrower because that's what it does. It picks up snow and sends it out the chute in one motion or one stage. But a two stage or even a three stage machine, those are called snow blowers because they actually move the snow multiple times. First, the metal auger scoops up the snow and the ice. Then a high speed impeller throws it out through the discharge chute. And in between that, grinds it up so it all works perfectly.
So listen, guys, if you're kind of wondering which of these machines is best for your home, you got to consider some things. First, think about the area to be cleared, the amount of snow, and the surface you're clearing the snow from. Now, single-stage snow throwers, they're typically 19 to 22 inches wide. I mean, the width really, though, isn't as important as the height of the machines, which is limited. So the deeper the snowfall, the less effective this one's going to be. Also, you shouldn't use a single-stage snow thrower if you've got a gravel surface, unless, you know, you really want to hurl gravel through the snow thrower and break some windows. I mean, if that's what you're into, fine, but definitely not recommended.
Oops, sorry about the window. not a good way to make nice to
yeah.
But listen, if you're battling like 12-inch snow drifts, go with a two-stage snow blower instead. Or if you've got a lot of space to clear, like if you got a big double-wide driveway, go with the two-stage snowblower. It's also important to note that these run on gas. They'll need to be serviced from time to time. You can find electric versions, by the way, and some of these even run on batteries, but they're only good for very small areas with very little snow, like decks and steps, where a gas-powered machine just isn't going to fit.
Yeah, now, regardless of the type that you choose, safety is very important when you're using a snowblower. So think about it. You've got very powerful blades moving at super high speeds. So before it snows, think about clearing the driveway of any downed branches, toys, newspaper, you know, other stuff that kind of just gets left out there or, you know, is thrown out there in the middle of the night while you're sleeping. So just think about what's out there. Also, be sure to know the location of all landscaping light fixtures. Know that where their positions are along the driveway edge. You don't want to run these things over with the snowblower. And I mean, if you live in an area that gets super deep snow or you know one super snowfall is coming, get those little marker flags or dowels or something and just kind of drop one there so they'll stick up above the snowfall and kind of help guide you along.
And this is really important. Never, ever, ever clear a clogged impeller, clogged snowblower, or an auger with your hand. Don't do it. Not only should you turn the engine off, even when the engine's off, you need to use a wooden stick to dislodge that clog, because sometimes, even though the engine's off, the impeller is set to move forward. And once you lose that, once you loosen up the ice, it'll fly forward and it could definitely seriously injure you. So just don't do it.
Ooh, I grew up with a friend who, they were like one of the first to get a snowblower when we were growing up in the 80s. And he totally lost like four fingers doing this. So please be careful.
God.
Please be careful.
Oh.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, we're going to share a two-hour project that'll instantly increase your home's energy efficiency and comfort when the Money Pit returns.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler from The Money Pit with tips on new products for fall home projects. Start your cleanup with the Hot Wave Sprayer from Rheem. It provides continuous on-demand hot water right from the end of your garden hose and has 4 spray patterns. Stop cleaning and storing screens with Pella 250 series windows with hidden screen. The screen folds away when you don't need it, maximizing natural light and curb appeal. Save money while you stay warm with LG Multi-F heat pumps with LG Red technology. They operate down to minus 13 degrees outside, run quiet, and are easy to control with the LG ThinQ app. LL Flooring's new Era collection of engineered hardwood flooring features ultra-wide and ultra-long planks for a stylish, expansive feel. They're water-resistant and more impact-resistant than traditional oak. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we make good homes better.
Hey guys, guess what? If you can dream it, you totally can build it, and we can help you get it done. Join us on the Money Pit Podcast every Monday and every Thursday. And guess what? You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Texas, where Howard's on the line with a retaining wall issue. What's going on?
I have one in my backyard with landscaping bricks that weigh about 25 pounds each. And the wall is leaning forward and beginning to fall over. I've been told it's because there's possibly water building up behind it and pushing that over.
So, Howard, I hear what's happening. That's not unusual. The reason it is happening and most likely is happening is because of water. What happens is water gets behind that kind of wall. And in the wintertime, it expands, or if you have a type of soil that expands, it pushes on that wall. So mortar management is really the key to keeping your retaining wall in good shape. You mentioned it's made of landscaping blocks. That's actually going to be your friend here, because what I'm going to tell you to do is disassemble this wall. Basically, take it apart and dig out behind it, because I want you to try to have at least 6 to 12 inches of stone behind that wall for its entire height. You kind of want to trench behind it, because that's going to allow the water to sort of fall and not expand into that landscaping block. And what I would also do when you rebuild this is I wouldn't ever make a retaining wall completely vertical. I'd always lean it into the hill just for this very reason, because if nothing else, if it moves a little bit, at least I'm not now teetering over. So you want to do this, especially with the landscaping blocks. It's easy to do because you're basically just sort of overlapping them in such a way as you sort of step in with each one a little bit to kind of give you a little bit of an angled wall when you're done. Now, I don't know how high this is. I'm going to assume it's not terribly high. If it's really high, then you may have some deeper structural issues. But if it's a typical retaining wall that's 3 or 4 or 5 feet high, you should be able to address it in that fashion. Well, if you want to improve your home's insulation and feel comfortable all winter long, the attic in your home is definitely the place to start. But if you're a DIYer, it's also one of the easiest places to add insulation to improve comfort and maximize your energy efficiency.
Now, one way to do just that is by adding blown-in insulation. Now, typically, this loose type of insulation has got to be installed by a pro, but Owens Corning has a system called AttiCat, which actually enables DIYers to do this project themselves. Now, AttiCat expanding blown-in insulation is specifically designed to add attic insulation in new or existing homes. Now, you can always hire an independent pro to do the job for you, or you can go to Home Depot or Lowe's and rent an AttiCat blowing machine and easily do it yourself. Now, the machine is engineered specifically for insulating your attic. In fact, topping up your attic insulation with Owens Corning's AttiCat system can save you up to 20% in energy costs.
Now, the project can be done in as little as 2 hours. There's an easy chart to tell you how many bags are needed per square foot, and you just load up the machine with the AttiCat pink loose-filled fiberglass and blow the insulation right where it's needed. Now, here's a trick. You can even set up some rulers or yardsticks in the areas you want to insulate. This will help you guide the depth of the insulation so it's nice and even across the entire space.
And the best part about insulating your attic is that you feel the difference like immediately. It's the same as putting on a coat and a hat. I mean, that warmth is almost instant.
You can find AttiCat pink loose-filled fiberglass in any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot or Lowe's stores, or learn more at homedepot.com or lowes.com.
Patrice is on the line and has a question about adding some LED lighting to her bath. Welcome, Patrice.
I'm seeing a lot of LED lights on TikTok trending, and I think it looks really cool. I think it would make my bathroom look really cool. But I don't like the fact that you have to plug it into the wall, and I think that the cable is a little unsightly. Do you have any tips for covering up the wire or making, like, having the effect of an LED light in the bathroom without having to have an ugly wire hanging out of my ceiling?
You know, I get it. You don't want to see a lot of cords. You want to make sure things look clean. I mean, I think with LED lighting, you know, there's a lot of different options for things that are cordless, or a pro electrician can hide the cords. I mean, it really depends on the type of fixture that you're looking at to determine the best way to disguise that. If there are some cords or cabling that you do need to see, I always try to run it behind a piece of conduit or a piece of molding or some crown molding. It's kind of dependent on where that fixture is going. There are ways that you can hide it behind a piece of trim so that's not being pinched or compromised in any way, but it's totally hidden in a super decorative manner.
Yeah, the other option is there are a lot of LED lights out there now that run off batteries because they just don't use that much power. But then you'll have to be dealing with switching the lights on and off, and that's going to, you know, lose its value pretty soon. I think that would get you pretty bored. So I like your suggestion, Leslie. Great ways to hide those cords.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Now that it is officially chilly and fall time, like, are you wrapping up your gardens and your flower beds for the winter season? We're going to help one listener get their flower bed ready for spring next.
You live in a money pit.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Fertilize it. If you're going to compost, you can add the compost to it now at this point. And then I would cover everything with mulch. And then like Tom said, this is a great time of year to think about hardscaping. Are you adding a patio? Are you changing the border? Are you putting up a little fence around it? Are you adding anything new? Like, this is a really good time to kind of take a look at what you've got and get ready for the new season. I think this is all great. Congrats.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, when we put up a garden fence, it's got to be like 6 feet high. Otherwise, the deer just jump over it and have at it.
They do love your garden, Tom.
Absolutely.
All right, now Pam wants to know, is it possible to insulate the outside of a house to stop condensation on a basement wall? It seems to be mostly on the north wall and only happens where the concrete is above ground.
Totally expected, Pam. So first of all, it's happening on the north wall because that's the coldest wall. It's happening where the concrete's above ground because it's not insulated by the ground. And it's happening because you've got warm, moist air in your basement area that's basically resting or hitting the cold north wall. And then it's giving up, it's cooling and giving up its moisture. So that's where it's all kind of coming together. So what you need to do is you need to insulate that wall. I would insulate it on the inside. You can add, there are special types of basement wall insulations. Or you can use foam like dow board and put that on the basement wall, and that will stop that surface from being able to release its moisture. And by the way, probably a good idea to add a dehumidifier as well, because if you got that much humidity in the basement, getting that much water, it's probably damper than it needs to be.
All right, Pam, I hope that helps you out. And, you know, think about other ways you can keep your basement nice and warm. You can put down some area rugs. You can really make it cozy down there. So enjoy that basement space once you keep it from being chilly and wet.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy fall, everybody. You getting ready for Turkey Day? That's coming up very soon. Are you still taking on some projects around your house before it gets too chilly to do that? Hey, remember, whatever's going on in your Money Pit, we can help you turn it from house to home to castle, give you some tips and ideas to get started or get you out of a jam in the middle of it, and reach out to us anytime for those answers at 888 Money Pit or go to moneypit.com/ask. But for now, that's all the time we have. The show does continue online, though. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176, 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m., VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
The Russian pullout from Kherson has cast a further dampener on President Vladimir Putin's designs to take over large parts of Ukraine. However, despite the latest victory for the Ukrainian army, about 70% of the Kherson region still remains under Russian control. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, collapsed cryptocurrency trading firm FTX confirming there was unauthorized access to its accounts hours after the company filed for bankruptcy. More at townhall.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called and right away Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-990-6976.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
One man being credited with saving lives after a four-story building collapsed in northern France.
A resident of the building returned home at 3 a.m. after a night out when he saw cracks appearing in the structure. The man contacted emergency services, who evacuated the building at dawn, shortly before it collapsed. Firefighters say they rescued one person from the rubble with only light injuries. The search for any others possibly trapped in the rubble was continuing before an investigation begins into why the building collapsed. I'm Karen Chalas.
Kenya's deployment of nearly 1,000 troops for a new regional force has arrived in eastern Congo. However, there are questions about the $37 million cost for the first 6 months of the mission. A parliament committee report says the money will be spent on equipment, allowances, and operations for the more than 900 troops joining the East African Community Regional Force. More at townhall.com. Ohio Republican Governor Mike Wine says his election win this week was driven partly by the GOP push for school choice.
Governor DeWine tells the Salem Radio Network voters responded well to his party's efforts to give parents more options.
What we believe in is parents' rights. And we believe in giving, you know, parents choices.
By choices, DeWine notes, that doesn't always mean kids leaving the public schools.
That particularly in our rural areas and suburban areas, people like the schools and they like their public schools.
DeWine easily won re-election on Tuesday and says his Republican Party will continue to advocate for more educational freedom in Ohio. Bob Agner reporting.
In the beyond, NASA's given the green light to the launch of the Artemis 1 rocket and spacecraft at the Kennedy Space Center. Following last week's bout with Hurricane Nicole, liftoff is slated for early Wednesday morning. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
remain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot, whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Kohler Power, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you. We are sort of your home improvement experts. We are your coach, your counselor. We are your home improvement therapist, and things are not going so well. And if you got problems or you got projects, or you got questions, well, reach out to us and we will do our best to help. The way you do that is by going to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button. It's pretty much on every page, and record your question, and then we will answer you the next time we produce our show. Or you could also call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, coming up on today's show, the number one building material in the world is concrete. But did you know the cement in concrete is actually a big contributor to CO2 emissions? Well, now there's a brand new product on the market that's coming out. It's called a carbon-eating concrete block. It's just weeks away from commercial use. We're going to share the details on this big step forward toward creating truly green buildings.
And also ahead, do you have a chilly room or maybe two in the house that just doesn't seem to ever feel that comfortable? Well, we're going to share a new technology in space heaters that can make that discomfort disappear. And it looks pretty darn good, too.
And speaking of being chilly out, you know who doesn't want to be outside? Stink bugs. They're coming in now in big numbers. This is the season when they really invade our space looking for warmth. So we're going to share a very sweet way to stop them from getting in, as well as a stink-free way to get rid of them if they've already joined your nest.
And they look so weird and prehistoric.
They
do. So strange. It's like those and cave crickets, weird bugs that stuck around. How odd. But first, guys, what are you working on this chilly fall weekend? Let us help you make your Money Pit the best home ever. So give us a call. Reach out however which way you like with all of your questions so we can lend a hand.
And if you do, we've got a handy set of Arrow 5-in-1 staple guns to give away to one caller drawn at random. So let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Brian in Delaware is on the line looking for a water softening solution. Tell us what's going on.
I have hard water in my house. I need a conditioning system. I don't know a ton about them. I know there's a salt-based systems that have been around forever, and then you research some ionized-type systems. I'm not sure which one is the best route to go.
So if you've got hard water, that's really tough to live with because it's not good on your clothes. It doesn't feel good on your skin. It always feels like you came out of a saltwater bath when you take a shower.
And you can't get the soap off of yourself.
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah, shampoo and soap, it doesn't suds up, right? So you're right. You are going to need a water softener. And there are two types generally, a salt-type water softener, which is traditional and it's been around for a long time and it works really, really well. Basically, the way a salt-based system works is it uses sodium to reduce the mineral concentrations, and in particular, it gets rid of the calcium and the magnesium that is what could damage your plumbing system or your boiler or your skin or your hair. It's also really bad when you have a tankless system because the tankless tubes are really, really small, and they can get caked up with the hard water. So salt-based systems are good. They're tried and true. There's a misconception that using a salt-based water softener adds sodium to your drinking water. It really doesn't. It's a chemistry thing. Just take my word for it. It doesn't do that. The other option, of course, is salt-free. What that really does is it crystallizes. It doesn't remove those minerals. It crystallizes them so that theoretically they won't be embedded into the water. The best way to think about it is, if you know when you have magnets and you try to touch the positive side against the positive side of another one, it bounces it away. That's kind of what it does. It charges the hard water particles and causes them to repel each other. So you don't have that persistent feeling of the hard water in the water. But in terms of the entire house, generally I would use those if I had maybe a smaller house. But if I had a whole home and I was dealing with this, I would definitely use a salt-based system. So I think that's the best solution.
Heading over to Alabama, where we've got Linda on the line. How can we help you today?
A couple of years ago, we stained our porch with some, it was a dark stain. We had etched it before, and then we put a polyurethane on top. Now, part of this porch is not under cover, but the majority of it is. Well, the stuff is peeling off, looks terrible. So what we want to do is get this mess off and maybe use some cement paint, just paint it with cement paint.
So I've got some other suggestions for you that would be much more attractive than paint. There's a manufacturer that makes products for covering concrete that look like stone because they actually have stone built into them, and they're absolutely beautiful. They have a terrazzo version of it. They have a product called roller rock. They have a product called spread rock. I would take a look at DaichCoatings.com. It's DaichCoatings, DaichCoatings.com. These products work really, really well. We're getting great feedback on them, especially this terrazzo product, which is just gorgeous. You could apply this terrazzo product literally in an afternoon and be ready to walk on it the next day. And it's going to look a heck of a lot better than paint, and it really stands up.
Okay. Now, what do you do to prepare for that?
There's going to be instructions with all of these products. But basically, you have to get off the loose paint that's there. Whatever the material is that you put before, if it's binding, if it's stuck in there and not coming off, then it's fine. But if it's loose and flaky, all the loose stuff has to come off. And there's also some products that they offer that you can use to clean those surfaces and etch them surfaces before you actually apply the products. But follow the instructions. Again, go to DaichCoatings.com. Check them out. We've worked with these guys for many years. They're really, really good at this stuff. And I think you'll be surprised with all the options you have.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Okay. Thank you.
Randy in Missouri's on the line. Now, Randy, you've got some questions about a new metal roof. All right. What's going on over there?
Yeah, I had a metal roof put on. A few years ago, my wife and I decided to go with the metal roof.
Okay.
The contractors came, and the first thing he wanted to do is take out the two whirly birds on top of my roof.
Okay.
Does that sound, I guess you know what that means.
I know what it is, yeah. It's a vent, and it was the right thing to do.
He covers up the two holes with the whirly birds, and now I have nothing. There's no ventilation to the top at all. My two outside vents.
Yep.
That were there when I built the house. Is that safe, or is that?
So you're talking about the gable vents at the ends of the building?
Right, yes.
That's what you have now? Yeah. So, look, first of all, I will tell you that what you're calling that whirly bird, that vent that, like, spins on top of the roof, is the least efficient, least effective vent you could have possibly have had. So I wouldn't think twice about covering those up, period, because they really just don't do that much. Now, if your attic is really hot in the summer and really cold in the winter, it might be that you need additional venting. Now that you have a metal roof, I would have told you to put in a ridge vent down the peak of that roof, but the fact that you don't have one now is not kind of a deal breaker. Just make sure that if you don't have it, that you add this, and that's soffit vents at the overhang, where the roof overhangs the exterior wall, because you want to let air in low and then exhaust it out high.
I think I do have some of that soffit has holes in it.
Yep, with holes in it, yes.
But the insulation runs right up to it.
Right. So the solution there, Randy, is something called an insulation baffle. It's kind of like a cardboard sleeve or a foam sleeve, and it's designed to be pressed underneath the roof sheathing right up against that exterior wall frame. So it sort of pushes the insulation down, squishes it on purpose right where those vents are, and this way the ventilation can get past that insulation and work its way up into the roof. Because the air that blows across, the wind blows across your house, and it blows in those soffit vents, and then we'll go up into that attic space and exit at those gable vents that you have on the end. So I don't think you lost any efficiency taking out those whirly bird vents. I only suggest that you install these baffles to make sure that your soffit vents have the access that they need to do the job.
Okay. Well, that answered my questions.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next, the world's first carbon-eating concrete blocks are just weeks away from commercial use. We're going to share the news when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. Five runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes.
Inflation is surging, and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house.
Whatever you are working on, reach out so we can lend a hand. Plus, we're maybe going to give away an awesome prize to you. That's right. This hour, one lucky Money Pit listener is going to get a set of 2 Arrow 5-in-1 manual staple and nail guns. And you can keep one and give the other one away as a gift. I mean, this is like re-gifting at its finest, you guys. It's like,
but it's not re-gifting like the worst gift you got.
Right.
It's like re-gifting the cool stuff, the good stuff. Right.
No, it's like the best. I mean, I guess you could always keep 2 for yourself,
you could.
But you don't need to.
Well, you would. I know you. When you're holiday decorating, you could use 2 guns, so to speak.
Yep, double-handed. That's right. I'm totally at it. I mean, they're really awesome. The T501 is such a great multi-purpose tool. I mean, for a ton of projects like crafting, wire stapling, light carpentry, all the perfect holiday stuff. So definitely reach out with a question, guys, and get a great gift for yourself and a perfect one for your buddies.
They're worth $86 going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
We've got Ann in Texas on the line with a question about a countertop. Tell us what's going on.
I wondered if my countertop, if I could they have a leather look to them, and I would like to have them smoothed down. Is that something that can be done since they're already installed, or do I have to change them out?
Anne, if this is a leathered look granite, which is, you know, a very specific finish to give it that sort of rippled texture, I don't think it actually looks like leather. It just looks like it has, you know, a very matte sheen and a lot of texture to it. I don't think you can smooth that down at all, especially if it's installed. I mean, this is something that would have to go through extensive machinery to be smoothed and resurfaced completely, right, Tom?
It'd probably be cheaper to replace it completely than it would be to smooth out what you have.
Yeah.
I mean, if it turns out that it's not granite, you just have like a leather pattern to say a laminate, there are great countertop finishing kits out there that use real stone. Like there's one called Spreadstone, which is a countertop kit that when you apply it, it takes about a weekend, and it gives you a good-looking top. It's heat-resistant. It's water-resistant. But, again, you can only use it on a laminate. If this is granite and it has that textured rough pattern, then, no, you cannot definitely smooth it out. So wish we had better news for you, but that's the situation, Ann. Good luck with that project.
Tom in New Jersey's on the line and has a question about return on investments when it comes to projects. And it's not you, Tom. We actually have a Tom. What's going on?
I hear you talking about return on investment when it comes to renovations. And, for example, if you say a big bathroom has a 50% return on investment for a renovation, I assume that means that if you sell your home, you're going to get back 50% of what you put into that extra on that bathroom. In other words, different than like in the world of finance, where if someone says you're getting a 50% return on investment, you would get back the full capital that you put up front plus another 50%. So I don't know, is the definition different when talking about renovation budget?
That's a really excellent question, Tom. And yeah, what it means is kind of how you first described it. In other words, if we say that a bathroom gives you a 50% return on your investment, actually it's higher, but let's say for argument's sake, it's 50%. That means if you sell your home, and if you sell your home within a pretty short period of time, by the way, and the National Association of Realtors started this cost versus value survey idea a while ago with Remodeling Magazine. And that's kind of how they determined. They said, well, you know, if I put $10,000 into a bathroom and then I sell my house in a year, I will technically be able to charge $5,000 more than if I hadn't put the 10 grand in. So that's what they mean by return on investment when it comes to remodeling. But generally speaking, we have these numbers so that they could be compared relatively to each other. In other words, sometimes people think that everything, every dime they put into a house is going to give them a good ROI. But I have sad news, Leslie. The man caves, they don't really give you much of an ROI. The bathrooms, yeah, definitely.
But they bring happiness. Doesn't that matter for something?
I think so. I think it definitely does. Well, you know, I read a lot of stuff from the industry, and I actually saw a post in a publication called Interesting Engineering, which I agree was very interesting because it was about how the world's first carbon-eating concrete blocks are now weeks away from commercial use. Check this out. The company behind them is called Carbicrete, and there sounds like a diet, doesn't it? Like a no-carb. Carbicrete. And they're producing an alternative concrete that absorbs carbon dioxide instead of releasing it into the atmosphere. Now, these blocks use a cement-free process, and that's actually going to help remove 330 pounds of carbon dioxide for every ton of concrete produced. That's a lot.
I mean, that's really a lot. How cool is this? Now, the blocks are up to 30% stronger than conventional cement-based blocks, and the carbon tech company is set to increase manufacturing to 25,000 units per day. So, I mean, they've got really big goals to get this green building, like, underway quickly and effectively. I mean, concrete truly is the most widely made construction product on the planet. It's used for foundations for homes, commercial buildings, bridges, the roads that you see around us. So it's pretty awesome. I mean, even the curbs that you see under your feet, I mean, it's an essential construction material. So to keep it super green is outstanding.
Here's something I didn't know. Interesting Engineering also points out that a key ingredient in concrete has always been cement, the production of which accounts for around 8% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. Now, the cement sector produces more than 30 billion tons of concrete each year, so turning all that into a carbon dioxide-eating concrete machine can definitely have a very positive effect on the environment. I love stuff like this. Even when you think nothing can change with concrete, here we go with Carbicrete. making it possible for our foundations and our roads and our sidewalks to all be greenhouse gas emission free.
Pete in Ohio's online has a question about tankless water heaters. How can we help?
I am getting ready to replace a current water heater and was curious about your thoughts on a tankless water heater. I seem to be getting a lot of different opinions about whether they're worth it, whether they're reliable, you know, if they're mechanically sound, those kinds of things. So just curious what your thoughts are on it and if you would recommend a particular type of tankless heater or brand or even things to look for. I do have gas heat.
Well, Pete, I would say that you have little to be concerned about the technology behind not only tankless water heaters, but frankly, tankless boilers as well. I mean, in my home, about a year or so ago now, we replaced an old boiler that used to provide our hot water and our heat for our old cast iron radiators with something called a combi unit. Now, we used a Weil McLean, Weil-McLean unit. That was the manufacturer. And that's a brand that's been around forever. I knew it very well from my years as a home inspector. And in my case, we get both domestic hot water and the water that heats our home through the radiators out of the same unit, which, by the way, is about the size of a kitchen cabinet. I mean a small kitchen cabinet. It's amazing how much technology has changed the size and the shape of these things. So I think that if you are ready to replace your water heater now, if you have hot air heat, of course, you don't need the boiler side of it. You could just use a tankless water heater. You will find that technology is very, very dependable right now. It is incredibly affordable in terms of what those costs used to be when they first came out. And the efficiency is really through the roof. And in fact, in a lot of states, you may find that there are rebates available. So I would ask your heating companies about the available rebates. When we bought our boiler, there were actually two rebates, and I think they totaled roughly around $1,500 altogether, which was about roughly about 25%, 20-25% of the cost of the whole project. So, I mean, it was a pretty big discount that we were able to enjoy as well. And, in fact, I just got my gas bill. Of course, it's winter now. And my gas bill for last month was $28. So, I mean, I'm sure it was probably $128 or more than that before we did the system. So really happy with technology, and I would definitely recommend it.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, guys, do you have a chilly room or two in your house that just never seems to feel that comfortable? Well, we're going to share a new technology in space heating that can make that discomfort disappear next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. We are here to take your to-dos and have you help you move them over to the done list. If you got questions, reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
It's the fall season, you guys, so you're probably working on a bunch of projects around your Money Pit, and maybe you're thinking, boy, I wish I had some more tools, maybe even a workshop full of them. Well, guess what, you guys? You can enter the Money Pit Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. Get this, one grand prize winner is going to receive $750, woo, worth of Arrow tools, and it includes the T50 heavy-duty staple gun and the pneumatic brad nailer.
There's also going to be five runner-up winners who will receive the Arrow Holiday Light Helper prize pack. Basically, $100 worth of tools. You can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, and you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. Just go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Donna in Tyler, Texas is on the line, has some questions about windows. Tell us what's going on.
We have double pane windows that we've replaced our old wooden windows with about 20, 25 years ago, and now I have some that don't close, and I have one that I can't open, that the mechanism in the side of the window broke, and I didn't know if there was any hope for repairing them or fixing them, or if I just need to get new windows.
Well, I mean, really, Donna, 20 to 25 years, Leslie, I feel like she got a lot out of those windows. I mean, that's a,
I mean,
that's
for
a
sure.
pretty good life, right, for windows. And certainly you may be able to repair some of the mechanism if you can locate the parts, but it frankly might just be better to replace those windows, especially because windows today have become less expensive and they've become more efficient. And if you go with replacement windows where you're only really replacing the operable part of the sash, the part that slides up and slides down, and you leave the old sash in place, they're really pretty affordable and easy to install because you basically order them to fit inside that space, and they can be installed in a really quick, I mean, I could do a window like that inside of an hour easily. So they're not that difficult to replace these days, and especially if you have bad seals, because the seal, it would definitely not be worth at all taking out the window that has the bad seal and having the seals replaced. That would be much more expensive than getting a new window. So I think you ought to be happy with the 25 years you got of that window and think about replacing them. And you know what? If you want to approach this in a way that kind of keeps the costs in check, I would think about whether or not I was more concerned about my heating bills or my air conditioning bills. If it was the air conditioning bills, then I would do the south side of the house first, followed by the west. And if it was the heating bills, I would do the north side of the house first, followed by the east. You don't have to do the whole house at once. You can do them one or two sides at a time. Well, everyone has a chilly room or two that never quite gets as comfortable as you'd like it to be. The folks at Eden Pure have a solution, and they recently sent it to Leslie and I. It's a new space heater they designed, and I got to say, I was really impressed by this thing.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's called the Gen 40 heater, and it works by combining infrared heat and convective heat to warm a room. And I got to say, it looks really great. Now, these two technologies work together, and they heat those chilly areas of your home better than conventional space heaters. The unit's got a fan that oscillates, which circulates the heat that covers the entire space.
Yeah, now, traditional heating technology lets heat collect at the ceiling. That means that your floors in your home have a temperature that's usually 7 to 10 degrees colder. But the Gen 40 heater is designed to heat a room evenly, wall to wall, and floor to ceiling, literally, so there are no more cold spots in your space.
Yeah, and it's also completely safe around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements that can be touched, and it also has multiple safety shutoffs to help prevent a fire. Now, you can use the Gen 40 all year long, too, because it has a fan-only function that's going to keep you cool in the summertime and then help you reduce your air conditioning bill.
Now, heating costs are expected to go up this winter, but the Gen 40 heater is guaranteed to start saving you money on your heating bill literally as soon as you turn it on. Check out the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater at EdenPureDeals.com. And right now, Money Pit listeners can get an additional $50 off the sale price, the lowest sale price, by using our discount code MoneyPit50. Let me tell you what a great deal that is, because the retail price on this is $447. It's on sale for $247, and you get another $50 off, so you'll be paying $197 for a $447 heater. That's the kind of deal you can only get on the Money Pit. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the discount code MoneyPit50. MoneyPit50.
Heading out to Massachusetts, we've got Bob on the line who needs some help updating his heating system. What's going on besides being chilly, I'm assuming?
Would it be cheaper at all to run natural gas versus number two fuel oil? I want your professional opinion.
So, Bob, I think that switching from oil to gas is a smart thing to do. Oil prices certainly continue to go up. I think gas is potentially more efficient, and especially since you are going to be replacing your boilers. The new boilers today that run on gas are really, really efficient. In fact, they're so efficient there's a lot of rebates out there that are available. So I would not have any hesitation about making that switch to gas. If you don't have a gas line to your home yet, generally when you are installing a heating system or a large appliance like that, at least in our part of the country, the gas companies here will run the line into your house, set the meter up at no cost because you're going to become a customer of theirs. So I think that you would be well served by putting in natural gas. And you'll find also that a lot of the boilers today are what's called condensing boilers, which are the most efficient. In fact, I have a condensing boiler in my house, and it's so efficient, I no longer need a metal vent pipe. All of the exhaust gas from my system goes out of a plastic pipe and doesn't even have to go up the chimney. It goes out the side of the house so that I never have to deal with the issue of cleaning anything anymore once it's done this way. So I think a condensing boiler, a gas-fired boiler, would be a good choice.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, whatever you are working on, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, everybody. They're creepy. They're smelly. They're prehistoric. Stink bugs, that's what we're talking about. And they're on their way to you. They're looking for shelters as temperatures outside cool down. Now, there are steps that you can take to keep them out of your home. We'll tell you more about that after this.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit MONEYPIT.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. 5 runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. LuxRock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coating partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this lovely autumn weekend? Are you getting ready for the holidays and maybe all the family that's coming over and you're just looking around the house and thinking, oh, it's not working for me? Give us a call. Let us know what you were working on. But even better, check out the Money Pit podcast because we can help you with all kinds of projects. And you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. And even better, it's completely free. So download yours at moneypit.com/podcast. James in Oregon's on the line has a question about pocket doors. What's going on at your Money Pit?
The wife and I had a house built 20 years ago. She designed the house, and we had it built. And we had a small mistake. We've got two of the sliding pocket doors on one of our bathrooms, and the pocket doors are beginning to act like they want to hang up. I don't know whether it's a lubrication problem or a mechanical malfunction or maybe just parts wearing out.
You know, James, I feel like a lot of people love the look of barn doors these days, which is basically like a pocket door for the outside of the wall. But barn doors, I feel like, take up a tremendous amount of space because you lose the other section of the wall that once you close the door that, you know, would have been open to do other things. Pocket doors are great, but I mean, you have to have the space internally in that wall cavity for it. It can't be a load-bearing wall. If it is, you've got to sort of restructure everything. But for the right style house, a pocket door is beautiful.
Yeah, and it sounds like I love the fact that you designed the house for pocket doors because they're a lot harder to put in when it's a retrofit because, as you said, Leslie, you've got to double the size of the header, essentially, because you have to be able to carry the load for twice the width of the door. Now, in terms of the wear and tear on this, of course I would try the easy stuff first, right? I mean, I would certainly use like a white lithium grease on the rollers that control this because it may just be that it just needs to be lubricated. But after all these years, if it's starting to fail, usually what you can do to repair this is you need to take the trim off from the outside. And there's usually on one side of the pocket door because you don't have a full jam on the side that's open where it slides into. You have kind of a jam. It's like maybe if it's a 2x4 wall, you might have like an inch and a half, then an inch and a half in the space where the door slides in and out. Typically, if you just take off the jam on that operable side of the door, you can completely lift that door out of the wall and replace the hardware. And if you have to do any more wall surgery than that, you know, just plan for that because you can fix it back up again. You can use a slightly wider trim, for example, but you need to look at how it was put in the first place and figure out how to disassemble it. You know, the most important that part of that project is with many of my projects, Leslie, I call it sit and stare. Just stare at the thing for a while, try to figure out how it was put together. And then all of a sudden, an idea pops in my brain. Okay, I know what I'm going to do, you know, and you figure it out. But I would do the easy stuff first before you start trying to disassemble the jam. Well, they're pretty darn creepy to look at, and they aren't any better on the nose. Stink bugs is what we're talking about. They are pests that emit a distinct odor for protection against predators.
Yeah, no, they're harmless, but that doesn't mean you want them and their smell around your house. So now is the time of year that you're going to see those stink bugs. They come in because it's chilly out. They're looking to your house for shelter and warmth. So take a few steps now that you can use to keep them out of there.
Now, first thing to do is to seal all cracks and crevices in and around your house. And as an extra measure, install weather stripping under interior doors as well.
Now, protect your vents in your attic spaces and even the crawl spaces with screening. And you also want to make sure that all the screens on your windows are in good shape. Also, store any outdoor chopped firewood on a rack away from your home's exterior walls. And remove any boards, boxes, and really any other possible stink bug hideouts from your yard and garden.
And finally, here's a tip for cleaning up stink bugs. Don't smash them. Vacuum. If you crush them, you're going to get that stink all over you in the house. But if you vacuum, they will just dry out and go away. So always vacuum them when you see them in your house.
Gail in St. Simons Island, Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today? Something about acorns?
We've just moved into a new house, and we have a lovely concrete drive that is underneath a lot of live oak trees that are now dropping all their nuts. And the acorns are putting stains all over my concrete. I'm wondering if I should stain this concrete brown.
Well, listen, I think those beautiful oak trees are part of the beauty of living on St. Simon's Island, which is a gorgeous place. Now, I can sympathize with your thought that, hey, why don't I just restain the driveway to match the color of the acorn stains? That is one way to do it for sure. But then again, that stain is going to fade over time, and, you know, then you'll have stains and a driveway that has to be stained at the same time. So what I would suggest is that you just take on the maintenance that this is going to require. It's not difficult. You just need some oxygenated bleach, or you could mix up your own bleach. I would do about maybe like a cup of bleach to about a gallon of water, pretty strong bleach solution. And then when you will put that down, you let it sit for a while, and then you can scrub it off with like a floor brush. You will find that those stains will come up if you stay on top of that way. I would be cautious about using a pressure washer. It's always an option. But if you want to put down a solution first of the bleach and then pressure wash it. You could do that, but do not use too much pressure, because concrete, as hard as we all think it is, it's like butter to a pressure washer, and a pressure washer will actually wear away the surface of it, and you'll see indentations from where you ran the pressure washer over it. But it's a pretty common problem. You're just going to have to stay on top of it by using a cleaner. So like I said, oxygenated bleach. There are driveway cleaning products that are formulated for this. They're very similar to the deck and house cleaning products that are similar for these sorts of stains. And if you stay on top of it, it won't be terribly bad.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, guys, if you're only using your microwave to heat up leftovers, you're kind of missing out on some other super handy uses. So we're going to let you in on a few next.
Live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready, or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Reach out to us with your questions by going to moneypit.com/ask. Justin reached out and says he just bought a new range. Sounds like he wants to paint it, huh?
Yeah, it sure does. He says, I just bought a new range, and now my other kitchen appliances are looking a little tired, even though they've got plenty of use left in them. Is it possible to paint major appliances? I mean, that's kind of a maybe, right?
Well, you can, for the most part. It's not an easy project. First of all, you have to take off all the handles and stuff that's outside of that surface. Be careful to mask off anything that you wouldn't want the paint to get into, like the gas jets and that sort of thing. And the type of paint you use should be epoxy appliance paint. Now, it's available in the spray cans in some very basic colors, like I'm thinking probably just white and black. But I've used it, and I like the epoxy paint. And here's how I determine if it's really good paint, Leslie, if it takes a long time to dry. And that's what that stuff does. It takes a good day to dry, but once it does, it settles in perfectly, and it looks like a professionally applied finish. So, yes, you can paint appliances. It's just a bit of work, especially on the prep side, to get ready to do it.
Yeah, Justin, I mean, Tom's right. Prep really is key here. If you take the time in the beginning to do all of the prep in the proper order and thoroughly as you're supposed to, then once you apply the paint, it's really going to apply beautifully and stick, and you'll be thrilled.
Well, if you're only using your microwave to heat up leftovers, you might be missing out on some other very handy uses. Leslie has tips for more in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what do you got?
Yeah, so, you know, your microwave, it really is a handy-dandy appliance. You can heat up leftovers, and you can heat up leftovers, and you can pop popcorn. But also, you can do a lot of other things. So a lot of people don't realize that you can disinfect your kitchen sponges and get rid of that funky smell that they get after you've been using them a while in the microwave. You just soak those sponges in water and vinegar mix and then zap them for a minute. I will tell you, they come out super duper duper hot. And that doesn't mean you can use the sponge for like a year now, but you can get a couple of extra days, weeks out of it. Okay, guys? So don't be gross. Replace that sponge eventually. Now, you can also do the same with a cutting board. If you rub a little lemon juice on it, heat it for a minute, then you can totally say goodbye to all of those like gross raw poultry germs that may have been lurking around. If you go to get honey out of the cabinet, for example, and it's kind of crystallized and solid, you can bring it back to life if you can set your microwave on a medium setting for about 30 seconds. Now, you love baked potatoes? I love baked potatoes, but sometimes they take forever to bake in the oven. So you can actually take your potato, even if you're bell peppers, if this is a great tip if you want to put a bell pepper on a grill, or maybe if you're even grilling the potato, go ahead, put all your veggies that you want to put on the grill in the microwave, set it for about 2 minutes, use oven mitts to take it out. Then you can go ahead and either grill that potato and the peppers, or, you know, put the potato in the oven for the remainder of the time. And here's another great tip for the microwave. You can use it to warm up citrus fruits. Now, not only is this going to help that fruit release the juice when you're using them in a recipe, but it also helps release the oils in the skin for zesting or even flushing out pleasant scents when you're just displaying that citrus fruit in a pretty bowl on the counter. It kind of makes it a nice air freshener, too. So lots of things that I bet you are not using the microwave for. I will tell you, Henry, my oldest son, do not melt chocolate in a plastic bowl in the microwave for 8 minutes. You don't want another microwave fire. We get fire. But that is not a good use.
That didn't go
Everything
well.
Else, yeah. Great.
How many weeks did you smell melted plastic for?
It was a little while. I almost just went and bought a new microwave, and then I was like, I kept windows open for ages and ages and ages.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk fireplaces. They are great for ambiance and for cutting home heating bills, but they also account for almost half of all home heating fires. We'll share some tips on how to make sure your fireplace is both toasty and safe on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Nevada Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Mastro has been reelected, the result now giving the Democrats the minimum of 50 seats they need to retain control of the Senate.
Cortez Mastro was considered the Senate's most vulnerable incumbent member in an economically challenged state that has some of the highest gas prices in the nation. Republicans hope that Adam Laxalt, a former state attorney general and the grandson of former U.S. Senator Paul Laxalt, could have flipped the seat.
That is George Williams reporting. Two historic aircraft collided at an air show in Dallas early Saturday afternoon, killing six people. A commemorative Air Force Wings Over Dallas show was underway at Dallas Executive Airport about 10 miles south of downtown when a Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress with five people on board collided with a Bell P-63 King Cobra that had one pilot on board. No one on the ground was injured. President Biden meeting with world leaders at foreign summits during a week-long trip.
The president is in Cambodia this weekend for an Asian conference before traveling to Indonesia for the G20 summit, the annual gathering of leaders from the world's largest economies. At each stop, Russia's war against Ukraine and China's increasing influence will be on the agenda. Mr. Biden also is preparing for a face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Customs and Border Protection Chief Chris Magnus resigned Saturday from his job leading the nation's largest law enforcement agency. This as agents encounter record numbers of migrants entering the U.S. from Mexico. Sources say Magnus was told to resign or be fired less than a year after he was confirmed. His removal part of a larger shakeup expected at Homeland Security as it struggles to manage migrants coming from a wider range of countries, including Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has announced that he will support new European sanctions against Iran. BBC's Paul Moss, that is, has the story.
Words alone are not enough. That was the verdict Olaf Scholz delivered in his latest weekly video address to Paul, promising that as well as condemning Iran's rulers, real action would also be taken against them. No details were offered, but it's been reported that the European Union will target individuals and organizations, any which it believes are helping to suppress the present wave of demonstrations in Iran. Protesters there risk torture, imprisonment and death, Chancellor Scholz said. He also called for a meeting of the United Nations Human Rights Council to discuss the Iranian situation.
A four-story building collapsed Saturday morning in northern France, but no deaths were reported so far thanks to a resident's advanced warning. Breaking news at townhall.com. Alec Baldwin wants to clear his name.
The veteran actor is suing people involved in handling and supplying the loaded gun that he was using when it fired and killed a crew member last year while filming the movie Rust. The shooting was ruled an accident. Baldwin is alleging negligence by the gun supplier and others. He was rehearsing with a gun on the set when it fired, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Last month, Hutchins' family announced it had agreed to settle a lawsuit against the actor. Jason Walker reporting.
It's taken 60 years and billions of dollars, but mass transit finally coming to Dulles International Airport outside the nation's capital. The Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority ready to open the second and final phase of its Silver Line Metro Rail extension November 15th at a time when ridership is down nearly 50% since the pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
From the Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan.
I've always been impressed with you, Brian. You've become one of the most knowledgeable people around.
I have so much respect for your work ethic. I say it to everybody. So Brian's a machine.
Giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook.
You have the best laugh of anyone that I know on this planet.
Are you worried about your self-confidence? Because you start off the program with all those people saying really nice things about you.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. 1-866-408-7669. If you're smart enough to be watching on Fox Nation, you see Mike Rowe here. He's getting set to host his show. I always mess up all his plugs. I want to make it perfect now. Please back off and give me some room. 8 o'clock on Mondays, we're going to watch his show. We're going to watch his show, How America Works. And that is just one of the many things Mike does. He's going to be here for a complete hour, unless he storms out again, because when these big stars get booked for a whole hour, you say one thing wrong and they just storm out.
You say, it doesn't matter what I say, it's going to turn into some weird headline, and then I'm going to get hell for it. And thank you in advance.
All right, so is that what happens a lot, doesn't it?
It never fails.
With us.
Yeah, it never fails. Ro takes sip of coffee, coughs through nose, sends hidden message, rips libs. What?
Let's go over the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
There are two Elons that we're seeing. There's the public Elon that's, you know, trolling and saying $8, please, on all the complaints about some of the shifts in the moderation and other activities. Then there's what's happening behind the scenes.
Twitter takeover. Bold but bumpy start for Elon Musk. From hiring to rehiring to billing to new rules, changes are afoot.
Number two.
Everybody, I promise you, in the very next very, very, very short period of time, you're going to be so happy, okay?
The president, the former president of the United States in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. 2024, our race officially begins whenever the midterm results are confirmed. But one presidential candidate has made it clear he's in, and one major name made it clear he's not. We'll talk about it.
Number one.
The conduct of the candidates and the quality of their individual messages and their individual campaigning can oftentimes make a big difference one way or the other. And I'm looking for the surprises on Tuesday night.
And that is Karl Rove. Kind of mellow for Karl Rove. I'm surprised. 24 hours in counting until midterm madness ends when the counting begins. We will look at the issues that matter most to what you all are saying. It's basically unanimous. It's about the economy, and we're not stupid. Mike Rowe, welcome back.
Thank you for getting my name all grouped up with words like not stupid.
Right, absolutely. And by the way, Mike could not get out of his first appearance because we were in the elevator together. Which kind of made me nervous because I had a lot of stops.
Well,
I'm priding myself on getting here by 9:06, and today kind of scared me a little.
I thought I was late, so I'm taking big steps. I'm moving fast, trying to negotiate the incredible elevator complex system here. And then I turn around, and there you are coming up the hallway.
Right.
So I'm like, well, you know, then
you have never been nervous about anything in your life. When's the last time you were really panicked?
Oh, panicked?
Yeah. Well, were you really nervous? I can't believe this is happening. I'm not ready. I'm not prepared. I'm late. I'm early. Whatever it is.
Not so much in the TV game anymore. But I left a department store the other day, and I was late to get to where I needed to be, and my car was gone. There's an empty spot where I had my car parked, and I was 100% certain, Brian, 100% certain that that was the spot where I'd left my car, and therefore concluded my car had been stolen. But, of course, that's not where I parked. I parked on the other side of the building.
Wow.
I couldn't have been more wrong. But, man, in that moment, I was so sure that the car was gone. And then to realize within minutes, not just that I was wrong, but that I had been categorically, spectacularly incorrect.
You know what would have been worse?
Mm.
You called 911.
And then
you say my car is stolen and the cops come and...
See, because the cops know me, right? I mean, it's Dirty Jobs, How America Works. It's very, very, very cop-friendly shows. And, yeah, for a cop to see me in a panic situation, it's just unacceptable.
You know, so,
it would have gone to the heart of the brand, Brian. It would have degraded it. I can't have it.
So were you angry?
No, I was humbled,
yeah,
actually. And you know what? I don't know what you want to talk about for the next hour, but that... feeling of being certain and then have it come right on the heels, right juxtaposed to the realization that you're wrong. That's so humiliating, and it's going to happen tomorrow for a lot of people. And it's been happening, you know, in this whole news cycle in so many ways. People are so long on certainty in so many areas, and then they're confronted with the undeniable truth of their incorrectedness. and you see just it's cognitive dissonance from sea to shining sea. That's what's going on right now.
And the one thing I did
on we've all forgotten where we parked.
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be one of your Facebook. Don't you have a new series about that, how everything's connected?
Yeah. It's called 6 Degrees. That's still out there.
Right. I mean, you just did it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I
interrupted the end of your story while you continue to say yes when I try to book you,
right,
when you have this great story and I ruined the end.
Well, that's another thing going on in our country, right? We can't two ears, one mouth, but we got it all backwards, right? We interrupt everything going on around us to let everybody know with great passion how certain we are about every single thing. And we simply can't be right all of the time. In fact, we're not. We're wrong most of the time. We can't remember where we parked.
Okay.
I can't stop saying it. I really Forrest Gumped my way into the metaphor for our times. You're welcome, everybody.
Right. I mean, we're basically, this is a workout room for you. This is the Monday nights for comics when they come out with their loose leaf they just sit there and they put it on their stool and they work this out. Okay, yeah. I'm going to break that off. Yeah, so let's see how this goes.
I'm not going to take this on Fox and Friends until I workshop it here.
Yeah.
Right?
No. More primetime. Tucker.
Right.
I'm going to work it out here. Then I'm going to hit Tucker. So he actually lets people finish, Tucker.
Yeah,
when you go on, he lets you go.
He does.
Yeah, he'll just say, okay, you're done, and he'll just say goodbye.
But you know what? What's brilliant about that sometimes is that you give people enough rope, sometimes they build a bridge, sometimes they hang themselves. To just sit there and listen as somebody talks themselves right into something utterly inexplicable, that's fun to watch.
Right. How about this? You have that, and we have something else. Sometimes if you give people enough time, they actually tell the truth. So we have lost for the last 2 years. We have heard that when the price of gas went up, we heard that when you're running for president, I'm for fracking, even though your background says you weren't. Mm-hmm. When the price of gas goes up, it's not my fault. It's Vladimir Putin's fault. It's Saudi Arabia. They cut back production. I'm mad at the oil and gas companies. I'm mad at the gas station, or I'm mad at the guy that delivers the gas and the women that might do it, too. And then there's this. President Biden, who in Westchester Sunday night had a heckler, and the heckler was a pro-green energy, probably nose ring wearing, purple hair adoring person, yelled this out. And listen to Joe Biden's response. Cut one.
No more drilling. There is no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling.
So he told everyone, production is up. It's just that the oil companies are being greedy.
Mm-hmm.
And now he just says there's no more drilling in this country.
Look, I think we've talked about it before, but it's...
Not here, though.
Well, it's the emperor's new clothes, right? It's the emperor's new clothes. And to look at it... Look, the first episode of How America Works in season one was oil. We literally took an hour to show you exactly how robust that industry is, how deeply reliant we are upon it, and how it's not going anywhere. It all of this stuff, Brian.
We could suppress it and go through pain for 10 years until someone gets in office and says, what are we doing here?
Look, I just think every so often, and again, I don't even think this is political, but every so often you need that kid in the crowd to point to the emperor and say, wait, that he's not wearing any clothes at all. And I'm not suggesting Joe Biden is the emperor in this metaphor. I'm just saying that whatever the story is, look, that's what Let's Go Brandon was all about. When that happened.
Most innovative heckle in the history of men.
And I don't think it happened only because people had strong political feelings. I think it happened because the woman who was reporting on the thing said, oh, you can hear the crowd chanting, Let's Go Brandon. And the crowd and the people at home could hear with their own ears.
And she was interviewing a guy named Brandon.
Correct. And they could see with their own eyes that's not what was happening. So, you know, in my mind, ever since then, there's been this growing sense of, wait, what do you mean that was a successful withdrawal from Afghanistan? I'm watching people fall from the sky. Wait, what do you mean the border's secure? I can see with my own eyes 10,000 people coming across it. Wait, what do you mean crime is down? I'm watching people get shoved in front of the subway. Wait, what do you mean you parked there? Are you sure? Yeah, I'm positive. But here's your car on the other side. You sure? Right? Well, it's all that.
The problem is why your analogy doesn't work, and I wish it did, is because you sincerely thought the car was parked there. Yep. I know that they're duping us.
Okay, well, see,
and that's the problem.
Right. Well, look.
And you were certain. If you said, you know, I thought, you know, we were out of oil, so I said stop drilling because I had a geologist that told me. But you know that you're doing this on purpose.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that this is one place where the line is. Now, if I learned that somebody took my car as a joke and moved it, and I just haven't figured it out yet, that's what you're saying. Yeah. Somebody moved my car. Somebody moved my cheese. You know, in my case, I just screwed up. I just forgot. But, you know, we can give as much benefit of whatever doubt as we want.
So let me tell you what caused, on a Saturday, his press secretary to scramble to do some damage control. Got to.
Cost them too much money. They can't count. No one's building new coal plants because they can't rely on it, even if they have all the coal guaranteed for the rest of the existence of the plant. So it's going to become a wind generation. And all they're doing is going to save them a hell of a lot of money and using the same transmission line that transmitted the coal-fired electric on. We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America.
A kid from Scranton knows, you know what fuels Scranton? Coal. You know coal miners. What do you think coal people are thinking of themselves knowing they're providing the coal for the electric grids, that China is buying tons of coal, other people, they're doing this for a living, and they find out this?
Well, I like we said earlier today, I think they're profoundly annoyed. I think they must – that they are the kid in the emperor's new clothes. They're screaming, wait, what do you mean? How can you even say that? But to me, the bigger question is, if you're paying attention to energy with a capital E and you're looking around the world, you just hinted at it. Here's a figure that's not in dispute. India and China combined are building a coal-fired power plant every week. And the plan is to do that every week for the next 30 years. So I could be wrong, but that's an easy Google, and it's confirmed all over the place. So, you know, how can you talk about, never mind that, what about the other 3 billion people who rely primarily on wood and crap? Wood and dung is being burned and doing, I mean, just so much more impactful on the atmosphere we all share. Those people have to get to coal, oil, and gas.
So a fellow Democrat, Joe Manchin, comes out and says this: President Biden's comments are not only outrageous and divorced from reality, they ignore the severe economic pain the American people are feeling because of rising energy. Comments like these are the reason the American people are losing trust in President Biden and instead believe he does not understand the need to have an all-in energy policy that would keep our nation totally energy independent and secure it for the future. And he goes on. So a fellow Democrat said basically what you just said directly, knowing that an election was 2 days away. That's how outrageous it is, because he's in West Virginia. You know what they're doing in West Virginia.
So when we come back, more from Mike Rowe, we're going to lighten it up and talk about something that happened in 60 Minutes that probably affects all of your family. Don't move.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
Yellowstone, television's number one show, returns on Paramount Network.
I, John Dudley, do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the state of Montana against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Featuring an all-star cast led by Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
The invasion is over.
They will fight you dirty.
Is there any other way?
As the Dudden family fights to protect their legacy, they'll learn power has a price.
Signing this is a declaration of war.
We're already at war.
Yellowstone returns Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for an epic two-hour premiere event exclusively on Paramount Network.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A doctor from the University of Michigan rewarded for his compassionate contributions makes today's Dean's List. Dr. Okunlami broke his neck at an accident at a 4th of July pool party in 2013. He was studying to become an orthopedic surgeon and was a former All-American track star, but his goals were put on hold after becoming paralyzed from the neck down. For many people, this could have led to a downward spiral, but for Dr. O, as his friends and students call him, he wanted to live a productive life. He's now the director of Student Accessibility and Accommodation Services at the University of Michigan and oversees the Office of Services for Students with Disabilities. He made it his mission to build the Adaptive Sports and Fitness Program to inspire students. He loves being able to show others that people in chairs and with disabilities are able to play high-level athletics. Dr. O, you made the Dean's List, and thank you for inspiring others. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a Rumble. I had to beat Tarzan behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle for this fight. I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man. I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with country singer-songwriter Carly Pearce, who continues to keep up a busy touring schedule with the music of her latest album, 29, Written in Stone. In your songwriting, what have you found is key for you to tap into when it comes to finding the words and the stories that truly connect?
Everybody has a different way. Mine has to be what I'm living at the time. And I think that the way that I see the world has become exactly what fans want from me. So I think just what I'm going through. And that obviously can be scary at times because it's super vulnerable, but it's also super empowering because it's, you're standing on your own stories. And that seems to be what I've built my career on. And that's a fulfilling thing.
And then how rewarding is it also to see those songs interpreted by fans, by the listeners in their own way?
That's the greatest thing. All you ever want is to write something that people can feel attached to or make them feel like they aren't alone.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You can't win a war on social media. Just don't engage. Don't engage in the public battles, because that's just feeding the beast.
You don't mean disengage from the political process. You mean just disengage from these platforms?
Yes. When public discourse was moved into the middle of the Roman Colosseum, I'm saying disengage from that. Walk out of the Colosseum and still be politically active.
And that is a NYU professor, Jonathan Haidt, talking on 60 Minutes yesterday about what is polarizing America. Well, it really is based off Social Dilemma, a documentary that was co-produced by Tristan Harris. And he believes that it is the polarization of America. It's not cable news. It's not your family. It is social media that's pushing extremes for clicks and likes. With me right now, to maybe say this is too simplistic or right on the money, Michael Rowe from Mike Rowe Works Foundation. Here's somebody who plugs, I got to do it piecemeal. And we know his show is on at 8 o'clock tonight on FBN. What's your thought on what he just said? Disengaged. Are you big into social media?
Yeah.
You're huge.
Yes and no. I don't really follow anybody because I just never got into it from that point of view. But I did wake up one day and realize that the people who watch my shows are on social, and they're my ultimate boss. So I started posting regularly about 10 years ago on Facebook, and there's 6 million people there now. And I honestly, I don't do anything without running it by them first. They're my focus group. You know, ultimately, they're the people that I work for.
So big benefit for you.
Big benefit and a big gut check. You know, so I take it super seriously professionally. Personally,
You have 6 million people following you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, closer to 7 now. And another million on Instagram, apparently, which, you know, I mean, it's...
Do you Twitter at all?
No, I don't tweet, but some of the stuff I do gets picked up and ported over there by people who claim to work for me. But, you know, I'm not really... I can't look at all of it, but I just posted an hour ago before I came on here, a pretty robust post, you know, and I kind of feel like, you know, that's part of my job, you know, is just to be transparent, and that's a good place for me to do it. But the point of this thing that I do agree with is that this is a very powerful thing. And before we talk about whether it's inherently good or inherently bad, we ought to admit that it's powerful, and we ought to admit that it's tied, social is tied to the First Amendment, in much the same way guns are tied to the Second Amendment. And that thing sitting right there, the same thing I got in my pocket, you know, it's not just a phone anymore. It's a network. Like, if I go live on Facebook right now, I can stream this conversation to 6 million people right now. That's super powerful. And so a gun is a powerful thing. This thing in the hands of, you know, a cretin is capable of incalculable mischief.
Like, for example, an enemy country that wants to further divide America?
Sure. Absolutely. Look, the First Amendment is the first because it is the most powerful. It's also potentially the most dangerous. Speech is a thing, right? I mean, that you can cause more mischief with your smartphone, an internet hookup, and a robust social platform than you can with an AR-15. I mean, it's just so if we don't think about it like that, then we're probably going to talk past each other in terms of, gosh, I don't know if, you know, is the populace equipped to deal with this? What if, for instance, guns were introduced suddenly for the very first time? And what if everybody got one, a big one? And what if we just said, OK, this is powerful. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, you know, we got a really powerful weapon, and we didn't get the primer on how to work
it. I like that analogy better than I forgot where I parked my car.
Well, that's why I'm your guest, Brian.
Right, and we still have another half hour before more analogies.
You're not even going to believe what I pull out of my butt coming up.
I can't wait to find out what you told 6 million people about what comes out of your butt.
Good.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full body coffee blend to spice up an afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course.
Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Tristan Harris says real change may have to be forced in court.
I think we have to do with social media what happened with Big Tobacco.
What stopped Big Tobacco was that the attorneys general in different states,
that's right,
actually went after them.
The attorneys general in Big Tobacco had an enormous role to play in litigating that there was harms to people and their families.
Is that what it's going to take with
social media companies?
Media.
Yes. And we're seeing attorneys general move already one step in that direction.
Attorneys general in at least eight states are coordinating a nationwide investigation of social media platforms.
We now know that there's all these harms in social media products designed for engagement. We've done it before. We did it with seatbelts. We've done it with Big Tobacco. We've taken lead out of gasoline. We have made these changes once we recognized that certain products were toxic for us. We can do it again.
Should we? And that's the question. Tristan Harris, co-producer of The Social Dilemma. It affects everybody, your kids, yourself. If you choose not to be on Facebook, that's a choice that matters. If you see your kids are living online, and it's probably not Facebook, it's probably TikTok right now or Snapchat or Instagram. Mike Rowe is a major player on Facebook, 6 million. You said closer to 7 million now, and on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So, Mike, your thoughts about regulation to that degree, and I think you're hearing this for the first time, so what are your thoughts?
I mean, personally, I think part of me would be kind of relieved because it is a barking dog in a sense. I mean, if you're going to treat it seriously, if you're going to, I can't ignore 6 million people, so I don't. But again, we're talking about a couple different things. Let's go back to your first question. Like the last time I felt panicked, right? What if you framed this whole conversation in terms of how do you feel when you forget where you put your car versus when you realize you've lost your phone? What goes through your mind when you realize, holy crap, I'm not connected anymore. I'm not connected to social. I'm not connected to my contacts. I can't make a phone call. Say you're traveling. There are a lot of people listening right now who know exactly what that feels like. They got off the plane and they don't have their phone. They left the house and they don't have their phone.
Well, my problem is this.
You get all your credit card statements, but still,
they got everything still, about me. Somebody else has it.
That feeling that races through your guts and makes you almost nauseous when you realize you've lost your phone and you can't get it back right away. Just throw more gasoline on that if you're a kid. Throw even more on it if you're coming out of a lockdown and your only source of connectivity relies upon this thing that we're talking about right now. When you are suddenly cut off from that, I would argue that that feeling is not so different, to take the metaphor a step further, than when you go cold turkey on tobacco. You could just fill in the blank with a lot of different things, but one way you can always tell if you got a little over your skis is how nauseous you feel
right
when your cheese gets moved. And you lose your phone. You lose your connection. We're grown-ups, sort of. And I know how it feels when that happens to me. What if you're 17, 18 years old? What if your entire life has been spent in part being plugged in to this Borg to have access? All of your friends, all of your snapping and your chatting and your thumbs up and your swiping, and all of it comes down to your facility on that screen. We're too old to understand this, dude. But when you look at a kid and their fingers are flying over that screen, it's like something out of Star Trek, and now it's gone. You might as well pull their liver out.
So have you I know it's tough for you. It's against your own interests. You feel relieved. But are you for it? Are you for where he's recommending we go? And that is treat it like unleaded gas, leaded gas, and make it unleaded. Treat it like seatbelts. Get used to it. The only time I needed a seatbelt was my driver's test.
Yeah.
And I had to go rent a car because my seatbelt to my car didn't work. So I had to go rent a car to get, and after that, we have a totally view on seatbelts. If I told my son that, he's like, are you crazy? Why would you get in a car without a seatbelt?
Well, right. You can absolutely change behavior, and I think we should. But so it is mandatory that cars have seatbelts. Totally on board with that. Is it mandatory that you wear one? And if so, what if you don't? Obviously, that's already been litigated. You know, you are now on the wrong side of the law if you're operating without a seatbelt. So we did get there. Do I like it? Actually, no, I don't like it. But I can't think of the last time I didn't wear a seatbelt. So it's coming out of the pandemic, it's the same kind of thought process. You know, we want people to do what's good for them. We have to set the table fairly. We have to give them the option. You know, of course you don't have to smoke. Of course you should wear your seatbelt. You know what? Maybe you shouldn't eat two bags of potato chips and drink a liter of Diet Coke either. Mm-hmm. There's a long list of things.
And by the way, Bloomberg jumped in on that, and he said, stop with the big Cokes.
Right. So, look, I mean, I personally do think there is the genie's out of the bottle with social, and we're going to have to do something to walk it back.
I'm going to come back to social, but I will say on the pandemic, on that same thought about telling you what to do, I have so much resentment, especially now knowing especially how wrong everybody was.
Oh, my God.
When they told us, don't go out. Don't, you know, make your kids play sports with a mask. Go wipe everything down. Take all your clothes off before you walk in your house.
What did you think?
Don't you go to work?
What did you think the other day when you heard about amnesty for all of that?
From the Atlantic Magazine writer.
Yeah, you're right.
I was outraged.
I was too.
Yeah, and she was on Face the Nation this weekend.
But I wasn't politically outraged. I was just outraged because how in the world are you ever going to learn anything if we can't look back and say, here's what we got wrong, and if we can't in the same breath say, and remember how certain you felt? Remember how sure you were about the 6 feet thing, about the mask thing, about the booster thing? Remember how certain you were, Mike, when you knew you parked where you weren't? Same feeling.
Right.
Right? It's the same feeling.
Although there's people in charge that were experts that do this for a living, that even though you don't know exactly how the pandemic was going to happen, they knew a pandemic would happen. And almost everything they said, Anthony Fauci from pandemic's not going to be a factor here. Mm-hmm. Don't wear a mask. It's going to give you a false sense of security. Mm-hmm. A vaccine, if you take the vaccine, you will not pass the virus or get the virus.
Right.
And all of that was flat out wrong. And they never admitted it. They just moved on without acknowledging it. And I still see people walking around with a mask outside.
Sure.
And unless they tested positive, you are totally being duped.
Right. And look, to be clear, I'll give them every benefit of the doubt. I'm going to assume they're running a low-grade fever. I'm going to assume they have a cold and they don't want to give it to me. But it's the same feeling if you looked over at a stoplight and saw somebody not just wearing a seatbelt, but two seatbelts, wrapped in bubble pack.
Yes.
With a helmet on, okay? And their entire car had been wrapped in rubber. You might think, okay, this person is either, what, are they more responsible than me, or are they crazy, right? So, you know, what are you supposed to do? One mask, two. How about three? How about four?
Mike, I was on the air when Dr. Birx said it would be a good idea to possibly wear goggles because it could come in your eyes, right? Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Fauci going to these hearings with two masks on, mm-hmm. right, then sits in the stadium with two people right around him without a mask.
Now you're in a different world because we will forgive. I'll forgive well-intended people who sound really, really certain who happen to get it wrong. But it's very, very hard today to forgive a hypocrite. And if
that destroyed so many lives.
Yes. That's where the line gets drawn. If you didn't practice what you preached, don't talk to me about amnesty.
And I'm saying your governor, Kemp, and DeSantis told the people, here are the facts, live your life the way you want it. And I think they're going to be rewarded.
Which brings us back to this. Here are the facts. Social media is way more addictive than we thought. It's way more dangerous than we can imagine. But the genie's out of the bottle. And now, look, we have gun safety classes.
Yes.
And I'm all for them. Why don't we have some kind of primer for so? Why would you hand a kid a device that gives her or him unlimited access to all the porn your mind can imagine? Why would you do that?
And Mike, the other thing is, one of the answers is the ink's not dry yet on social media. It's so new. Yeah. Even it's so new. What are the right ways to go? How much is enough time? Well, why is it that in Silicon Valley, where you live around, their kids are strongly regulated, and they wait a long time before, because they know who's getting addicted. You want me to go with 31? I'll go with 31 over 34, because, Allison, you have better judgment. I haven't read 31, but I was thinking about 34. I'll go back to behavior in a moment.
I love 31.
So you want to go 31?
I don't know what this means, yes, I feel like we're in a weird game of news bingo.
Right. Can you not interrupt me when I'm talking to my producer?
I don't think so. Your listeners are confused, dude.
Right.
I'm telling you.
This is what he's here for. Watch How America Works on Fox Business at 8 o'clock. Now can I roll 31?
You call that a promo. You sicken me.
Let's listen to 31.
In their version of TikTok, if you're under 14 years old, they show you science experiments you can do at home, museum exhibits, patriotism videos, and educational videos. And they also limit it to only 40 minutes per day. Now, they don't ship that version of TikTok to the rest of the world. So it's almost like they recognize that technology is influencing kids' development, and they make their domestic version a spinach version of TikTok while they ship the opium version to the rest of the world.
The version served to the West has kids hooked for hours at a time. The impact, Harris says, is predictable.
There's a survey of preteens in the U.S. and China asking what is the most aspirational career that you want to have. In the U.S., the number one was influencer.
Social media influencer.
And in China, the number one was astronaut. Again, you allow those two societies to play out for a few generations, I can tell you what your world is going to look like.
It was 60 Minutes last night, a whole thing on social media. Tristan Harris saying in China, the inventors, ByteDance, are the ones that came up with this. TikTok here is the number one app, I believe. And around the country, same thing, around the world, but in China, it's stuff that's good for you.
Mm.
Information that you can grow from.
Yeah. All right. Since you sort of teased this in a weird way an hour ago, I'm just going to give you a confession. I'm not on TikTok, but I'm on Facebook, and Facebook has a thing called Reels, right? And I walked into the restroom, my personal bathroom at home. All right. I don't want to give you too much detail, but I walked in there, and I settled in, and I had my phone with me. Like, what else do you need to know? And I'm checking stuff, and there I am on Reels. I'm scrolling through, right? I'm looking at 15, 20-second videos. And this is a first for me. Like, I knew it was there, but I went down the rabbit hole. And I'm sitting there looking at Reels on Facebook in my bathroom. I sat there so long, when I stood up, I fell down. Like the blood.
I spent
20 minutes on the can. Look, now I'm a grown man. I'm busy. I got three shows. I got a podcast. I got a book to write. And I sat there like an idiot in the bathroom, which I know is bad for me on every level, looking at this thing like a caged monkey.
And think about a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old or an 8-year-old or a 16-year-old.
If it can derail me, well, right, exactly. So, look, there is maybe it's dopamine, maybe it's whatever it is. That's beyond my pay grade, but it is real.
FCC, by the way, FCC, one of the FCC officials came out and said we should ban TikTok flat out. Trump brought it up, ban it. Then we kind of forgot about it, and then people are using it like Barack Obama sitting Indian style on the ground talking to an influencer under a table.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that. And you just see Joe Biden doing something ridiculous with a transgender teenager who's a big influencer on TikTok. He didn't know what he was saying, but he believed everyone should get transitioned. That's what Joe Biden was agreeing to everything. So I'm just saying, so they're using it now to get to young people.
Yeah,
and I just think we have to do this. But in the bigger picture, why were we lured into that? And who's going to be the next one to come into that?
Yeah.
And the thing is, I've gone into a rabbit hole on YouTube, but it's all positive. I go from one documentary to the next, and I go, yeah, you got me, and I'm guilty, and I'm happier I did it. But yeah. I'm going in a positive way,
right.
Not like you, who did something that you feel you shouldn't have.
Yeah, it's junk food. Look, yeah. I mean, you can sit down and you can get up from eating a lot. You can eat too much healthy food and feel like,
yeah.
Why in the world would I do that? Or you can eat too much garbage, and it's worse.
Right. And when we come back, how it affects behavior. Dr. Phil weighed in with Joe Rogan. I want to share some of that. Meanwhile, we're at election eve. We haven't talked much about the elections, but we should. But we only have a little time. What should you say for another hour?
Yeah. Where else would I go, Brian? What else would I do?
Watch How America Works on Fox Business at 8 o'clock.
Good.
And then he's the host of the podcast The Way I Heard It.
Right.
And
good.
You can find all this out on at Mike Rowe Works.
At what? What is with the at? Just go to microworks.org for God's sakes.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-340-1040. 800-340-1040. 800-340-1040. Again, that's 800-340-1040. Paid for by the Tax Doctor.
Okay, smile naturally. Perfect.
Cam's Photography knows wedding season ramps up in a flash.
Smidge close.
They need to say I do to a studio assistant before clients go full bridezilla.
I'm so sorry. I have to get a different lens. I'll be right back.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Yellowstone, television's number one show, returns on Paramount Network.
I, John Dudley, do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the state of Montana against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Featuring an all-star cast led by Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
The invasion is over.
They will fight you dirty.
Is there any other way?
As the Dudden family fights to protect their legacy, they'll learn power has a price.
Signing this is a declaration of war.
We're already at war.
Yellowstone returns Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for an epic two-hour premiere event exclusively on Paramount Network.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A patient in Rome, Italy, that played the saxophone while he underwent surgery makes today's Dean's List. In an incredible 9-hour operation, a team of surgeons removed a brain tumor during something called awake surgery without compromising the patient's neurological functions. The man known as CZ played the theme song to the movie Love Story and the Italian national anthem at various times throughout his surgery. Amazingly, the procedure was on a Monday and CZ was discharged just a few days later. His surgeon says he was proud that his patient was able to get back to a normal life very quickly and also proud that they were able to do it while advancing medicine. Every awake surgery is a discovery. It offers a window into the fascinating function of our brain. Congratulations to all the doctors who made this happen and to CZ for sharing his story. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. It's not just COVID anymore. Some health experts worry about a so-called triple-demic, which could overwhelm hospitals and healthcare providers. The three are COVID, the flu, and RSV. RSV is a common respiratory virus, but there's been an unseasonably early spike among young children this year. Fox News contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire.
In young babies or kids who have heart and lung problems or perhaps were born prematurely, RSV can have some serious symptoms and is also a common common cause of hospitalization in babies throughout the winter months.
Johns Hopkins University's Dr. Amish Adalja noting,
when people socially interact, respiratory viruses come back. And because many people haven't been infected in the last couple of years, their immunity has waned, so it's coming back a little stronger.
There are vaccines for COVID and the flu, but not for RSV. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
They started living on their devices. It's kind of like along about 2007 or 8. It seems like airplanes flew over the country and just started dropping smartphones, and everybody's head went from here to here. I mean, think about it. When you look, go anywhere, go to the mall, go just anywhere there's a group, and what do you see in their hands? You see a device. We didn't grow up with devices. When I started Dr. Phil 21 years ago, the first text hadn't been sent. There were no social media platforms. None of that stuff was going on. Technology's great. I love technology. But we've got generations that started living virtually. They're watching people live their lives instead of living their own lives. And that changed the metrics on everything. Think about that. TikTok, Instagram, all of this. You're watching other people live their lives instead of living your own. And that changed everything.
And like I said, with this metaverse, I understand the mission statement is to basically put those glasses on or whatever they decide to use, and you start living a life that doesn't exist, but does exist if you believe in virtual reality. What do you think about what he just said? Rowe here, by the way.
Yeah, it's me. I'm still here. I'm like stepping in gum, man.
I know. I just saw you promote on Fox Business, so you definitely eventually have to leave. Coming up next, Mike Rowe. No, he's not coming up next. He's right here.
So two things. I think he's correct, but I also don't think he said anything that wasn't said around the advent of television. Television scared the hell out of us. We just couldn't believe it. Are you kidding me? A magic box in the living room, right? They said the same thing about radio. What do you mean? I mean, newspapers were the thing. And now all of a sudden, you don't have to read, they said. You're just going to sit around and listen. That's so passive. That's so soul deadening. That's so non-active. Radio is going to kill us, they said. It's going to destroy newspapers. TV, they said, is going to kill radio forever. Movies, they said, was going to kill TV. DVDs, they said, was going to... It's called the displacement theory. And in broadcasting, it's been around forever. And it's not wrong. It's just not entirely right. All those media get changed by what comes next.
Right.
So social media is media. It's just social. And so that's a new thing. So I think Dr. Phil is right, and I share his concerns, but I'm also mindful of the fact that, I mean, he says these things were like they were dropped out of planes. What about the planes themselves? Imagine being down there in South America in a tribe and looking up and you see a plane. That's the end, right? We need time to adjust to technology that's truly transformational.
What are we doing in the meantime?
Stay close to your friends.
Make eye contact.
Shake hands. Remember where you park, for God's sake.
Absolutely. It's a full circle. It's like a Seinfeld episode. Watch How America Works, 9 o'clock on, 8 o'clock on Fox Business.
Unbelievable.
Ad paid for by OpenJAR Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
KCNR 96.5 FM,
AM 1460 and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. At least six people were on board two historical planes that collided Saturday afternoon in Dallas.
The Federal Aviation Administration says a B-17 Flying Fortress and a P-63 King Cobra collided and crashed during the commemorative Air Force Wings Over Dallas show at Executive Airport. Several videos of the incident show the two aircraft collide, then rapidly descend, causing a huge fire and plumes of black smoke. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board have both launched investigations. Jason Walker reporting.
President Biden says the United States will work with a strategically vital coalition of Southeast Asian nations to build a region that is free, stable, prosperous, and secure. The president telling leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations at a summit in Cambodia Saturday that together they will build a better future in the region where China is also working to expand its influence. Biden administration's recent move to block exports of advanced computer chips to China signals a new phase in relations between the globe's two largest economies.
Analysts say trade matters less than an increasingly heated competition to be the world's leading technological and military power. The export ban helps set the tone for President Biden's upcoming meeting with the Chinese president on Monday on the sidelines of the Group 20 summit in Asia. Both leaders are likely to touch on the export ban, which Chinese officials were quick to condemn. Ken Lorman reporting.
A UN body devoted to promoting broader and better access to the Internet is about to hold its annual meeting in Ethiopia, whose government has cut off Internet access in its northern Tigray region. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The popular app TikTok could be banned in the U.S.
Current FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr referred to TikTok as China's digital fentanyl on Fox News, agreeing with potential congressional legislation to ban TikTok because of security risk. Meanwhile, the China-owned company has quietly entered the U.S. e-commerce market this week, just in time for the holiday season. China can now have even more access to your personal information when you type in that credit card number to buy items through the app, using a feature called TikTok Shop. TikTok is also inviting U.S. businesses to take part in that initiative. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The launch of the Artemis 1 rocket and spacecraft from the Kennedy Space Center, now slated for early Wednesday morning, NASA confirming it's greenlit the liftoff after Hurricane Nicole ripped through the Sunshine State last week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Mexico looks to the U.S. for drug prevention.
The Mexican government is using video of homeless people and open-air drug users in Philadelphia's embattled Kensington neighborhood in a national ad campaign to try to scare young people away from drugs. The spots never identify the city shown, but just how or why the Mexican government decided to use real-life footage of struggling Americans to scare people in a country with its own drug problems is unclear. Critics say the ads recycle 1980s-era scare tactics rather than offer help. John Scott reported.
Federal prosecutor is asking a judge to sentence disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes to 15 years in prison, arguing she deserves a lengthy term because her massive scheme duped investors out of hundreds of millions of dollars by falsely convincing them her company had developed a revolutionary blood testing device. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
News headquarters in New York City.
I admire so much your work ethic and your enthusiasm and your commitment to ideas.
The most approachable radio host in America.
Brian Kilmeade sent me a signed book, and I'm not a fan.
I haven't had a crush on you. You know this for a very long time.
Now, are you listening to me because you're looking at the screen?
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, heard around the world. Excited that Governor Chris Christie is going to be with us. Not only does he know politics, he's got great instincts. He also knows the Republican Party. And a lot of people are wondering what happened to that wave. And Governor Christie on the record saying, hey, I think that Joe O'Dea is so impressive, I think he's going to have a real shot at beating Michael Bennett. Didn't. A lot of things happened. Dom Bolduc within 1 point in New Hampshire, that wasn't close. Tiffany Smiley lost by about 12. Impressive as it goes, but no progress really making gains on Patty Murray. So all those places the polls said were tightening just weren't. Governor Whitmer being able to hold off Tudor Dixon handily, a bit of a surprise. But overall, Republicans, just note you didn't get a wave, but you got a lot. And you're on the cusp of getting the House, and you have a legitimate chance, a better-than-average chance of getting the Senate. We'll discuss all that as we get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Sponsored by Crunch Fitness. Interested in owning your own business in a growing $30 billion industry? Check out Crunch Fitness at crunch.com.
Number three.
You asked whether I thought this war would last so long. No, because I didn't start this war, but Ukrainian society united and showed that it was ready for these challenges.
That is Vladimir Zelensky. Ukraine takes back a major city from Russia as the Red Army retreats. Is this the beginning of the end for Russia? The war? Is it time to talk? We'll discuss.
Number two.
And in 2024, most importantly, we are going to take back our magnificent, oh, it's so beautiful, White House. We're going to take it back.
My intention is that I run again. This is ultimately a family decision. I think everybody wants me to run.
Okay, there you go. That is Joe Biden. Without a red wave, what does it mean for the Biden-Trump rematch? Is that what you want to see? Both men ready to go? Would you be upset if they both left?
Number one.
Before the midterms, the Democrats had the House.
They don't have it today, and our majority is going to grow. They're going to lose the Senate by December the 6th. You're going to have a Republican majority in both houses. You lost.
Lindsey Graham, power play on delay with the majorities in the House still too close to call, and the Senate up in the air to call as well. Ballots yet to be tallied. We'll examine the races that remain and what it means for our nation. While the GOP already forming its majority leadership team in the House, inside the Republican drama, that's next. But first, let's bring in our Republican stalwart, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Colonel, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, Brian. Thanks so much.
So let's talk about Texas. I think it's great. Yeah. Governor Abbott does win. Beto O'Rourke, they spent something like, I couldn't believe this number, between Stacey Abrams and Beto O'Rourke, they spent $200 million, and he got trounced. What are they going to give up on this guy?
Well, I think they have given up on him, and if you look at the aggregate of the three races that he has lost, the Senate race here in Texas, his attempt to run for the presidency, and then the gubernatorial loss, we're talking about $264 million. And, you know, Governor Abbott did handle him very well, 54.8% to 43.9%. I'm still concerned that someone like O'Rourke could get 44% of the vote here in Texas. But, you know, I live in Dallas County, and let me tell you, Robert Francis O'Rourke got 63% of the vote in Dallas County. And I think that if you look at Houston-Harris County, Austin-Travis County, San Antonio-Bear County, you will see that same type of number, maybe a little bit less. Even the George Soros-backed district attorney here in Dallas County got 59% of the vote. So that's very disconcerting when you think about the major urban population centers here in Texas, because east and west Texas, the rural areas, the Amarillo and those type of areas, Midland, they can't continue to be the shoulders for Texas for too long if we continue to see this population expansion and people moving here with leftist ideas. And that's why when you compare it with what has happened in Florida, where you've seen this incredible out-registering of Democrats there in Florida, you know, first time ever, and we saw the results. Charlie Crist gets trounced by 20 points by Ron DeSantis. So we still need to be concerned about the population shifts that we see in some of these red states.
Well, the thing is, you have destination points of Texas and Florida around the country. I think, number one, New Yorkers relocated to Florida more than anybody else. Number two is New Jersey. Number three is California. And then Texas got some extraordinary numbers. So what do? You can't have a political test before people move here.
No, you can't have a political test, but, you know, I was born and raised in Georgia, and, you know, Georgia is the largest landmass state east of the Mississippi River, 159 counties. But when you look at the electoral map, breaking it down by county in Georgia, you see very specific spots of blue. That's the Atlanta metropolitan area, Augusta, Savannah, Columbus, Macon. And that's the reason why a person like Raphael Warnock is in this Senate race, or John Ossoff was able to win it. So I think what we have to do is be very circumspect about the type of businesses and corporations that are coming into our very successful and strong red states, taking advantage of our economic opportunities, but they're bringing an employment base that really is, they believe in all things antithetical to the conservative principles that make these red states strong. There are individuals that are moving away from these areas that you just mentioned, and they're sick and tired of the policies there, but when you bring it in these large corporations, and what killed Georgia when they brought in the Hollywood movie production studios.
That's a good point. That I never thought about that. The other thing is just urban centers. It looks like Herschel Walker, who grew up poor in a working class area of Georgia, cannot win over the black vote because he decides to run as a Republican. How do you explain that? Somebody that probably lives with the same reality that Herschel lives in, as if he can't relate to the black community, or that Colonel Alan West can't. How do you break through?
Well, you know, that's why I wrote that book, We Can Overcome, a Black Conservative Manifesto. You know, Herschel grew up in Wrightsville, Georgia. I grew up in the inner city of Atlanta, Georgia, the same neighborhood that gave us Dr. King. And I think that we have to start articulating those foundational principles and values. That's why the documentary Uncle Tom and also Uncle Tom 2 is so important. Because here in Texas, the Republican Party of Texas was founded by 150 black men. back on Independence Day of 1867. And you have done a great job, you know, talking about the historical relationship between Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. So we've got to have those conversations and get the black community to understand who the real enemy of the community has always been. That's the Democrat community. But it was very encouraging to see that, I believe, 15 to 17% black community vote and support to Republicans in this election cycle.
It was at 9, so it's almost doubled. And we know the Hispanic vote going there, too. They're evidently single young women, not good, maybe because of the abortion issue. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because they're going to look to go back to the abortion well again, sadly, in 2024. So Republicans have to get a strategy there, because it looks like 60% of the public was for Roe v. Wade. So it was not necessary, and that's not what the Supreme Court should be concerned with. I get it. But for the most part, Republicans have to find a way to counter that. So in the big picture, in Texas, what else did you pull away from the after-action report there?
Well, I was very unhappy with the results down in South Texas, the Rio Grande River. I really thought that all three of those incredible Hispanic Latina candidates would win. Myra Flores, Monica Dela Cruz Hernandez, Cassie Garcia. We did get Monica Dela Cruz Hernandez in there, but we just got to keep chipping away at it, and hopefully we can, you know, flip those districts down there in South Texas.
So I want you to hear what the president said about what he's what he learned from and what he plans on doing different. And now that the election, basically he says that he will not do anything different. Here's a little of what he thought of the lack of red wave. Cut to.
While we don't know all the results yet, at least I don't know them all yet, here's what we do know. While the press and the pundits are predicting a giant red wave, it didn't happen. And I know you were somewhat miffed by my obsessive optimism. But I felt good during the whole process. I thought we were going to do fine.
So it didn't happen. He's right about that. They could lose the House and Senate. He's correct about that. Why don't you think it happened nationally?
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, I came into Congress in 2010, and that was a 63-seat flip, and that was Barack Obama's first midterm. Of course, we remember 1994 Bill Clinton with 54. The redistricting process, I think, has made that even harder to achieve. And again, I think that it's funny to hear Joe Biden say that, you know, I really wasn't concerned about it. Well, why was he going out and making all of those, you know, very strenuous attacks against MAGA Republicans and all of this, you know, very divisive speech that he was doing, and now he talks about he wants to unite people. He still has the opportunity of losing the House and maybe even losing the Senate. So it's kind of like in a football game. If it comes down to a last-second field goal, you know, and you lose by 1 point, you still lose. So he feels vindicated in that it wasn't this massive wave, but people still don't want his economic policy. So if he continues down this path, and with the border especially, things are going to get worse. Can you imagine 2 years from now running us to be reelected as president of the United States of America, and 400,000 Americans have been killed because of fentanyl on your watch? I mean, that's not something that you want to have on your plate, but yet that's something that could happen. So I think the Republicans have to do a much better job with strategic messaging, Brian.
How do you feel the role of the former president was? A lot of people are saying that he pushed the wrong candidates, that he Dr. Oz, Doug Mastriano. Doug Mastriano was terrible. I'm a big Dr. Oz fan. I thought he was fine. But going for him, evidently behind the closed doors, he said he would prefer, should have went with Dave McCormick. You know, you saw Blake Masters is continuing. He's not leading yet, although talented. Governor Ducey probably would have been much more popular and an easier victory. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Well, look, if you're going to go out there and pick people, you also have a responsibility to train them up and better prepare them and to also resource and support them. And so I think that those are some of the things that may have been lacking. And, you know, the folks in Pennsylvania, I got a lot of friends there, and they said they just didn't connect with Dr. Oz. I hate to say it, but they felt he's a little bit of a carpetbagger. So you got to be careful about that. And that's why I think it's so important that we focus on local level elections. We focus on city council, school board, county commission, state house, state senate races, so that we can build up a farm team and we don't, you know, bring in these individuals that really don't have that deep-seated connection to the people there. And they've got some political acumen and experience about them.
So there's only one person that could get me in a cause like this on my anniversary to be working, and it will be December 3rd, Operation New Uniform Gala. You're the featured speaker, and I'm going to be the MC in Ponte Vedra, Long Island. Excuse me, Ponte Vedra, Florida. What could you tell everybody about this?
Man, I am so just thrilled to be able to see you, because you and I go all the way back to when I was in Afghanistan, and I consider you a great and dear friend. We have got to do better with our men and women in uniform. And Brian, I got to tell you, when you think about tomorrow as Veterans Day, we should not have homeless and jobless veterans in the United States of America when we're giving, you know, taxpayer funded benefits to people that are here illegally, and we want to allow them to vote. So it's going to be a great night down there in Ponte Vedra, outside Jacksonville, and tell the folks down there to get ready for a big show, because Kilmeade and West are coming.
Yeah, I don't know if it's sold out yet, but Operation New Uniform of Ponte Vedra, go check it out. It's going to be great, and I look forward to buying you a beer. And I've even got, so to celebrate our anniversary, my wife's going to be coming, so you'll get a chance to meet her, who's a lot nicer than me.
And so, you know, I'm a cheap date, so I don't drink, so you just give me a glass of lemonade.
All right, you got it. That's the best. All right, thanks so much, Colonel Alan West. I appreciate it.
See you soon.
All right, 1-866-408-7669. Next, I'm going to get some calls. Then we welcome in New Jersey's own Governor Chris Christie, also a member of the Mets board, and the Mets got to be signing Jacob DeGrom. Yes, why is Chris Christie doing our show when he should be signing 34-year-old stud pitcher Jacob DeGrom? We'll talk about that and so much more. So glad you're here.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
Yellowstone, television's number one show, returns on Paramount Network.
I, John Dudley, do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the state of Montana against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Featuring an all-star cast led by Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
The invasion is over.
They will fight you dirty.
Is there any other way?
As the Dutton family fights to protect their legacy, they'll learn power has a price.
Signing this is a declaration of war.
We're already at war.
Yellowstone returns Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for an epic two-hour premiere event exclusively on Paramount Network.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Bonus track with Laura Engel.
Taking you deep inside the music.
original Foreigner singer Lou Gramm isn't mincing words when it comes to how he feels about the band's current frontman, Kelly Hansen, holding back nothing when talking to SiriusXM's Trunk Nation with Eddie Trunk. The former Foreigner singer telling the radio legend this week he thinks he's a good singer and he sings the songs okay, but he adds he feels like Hansen mimics his style right down to the ad-libs on stage and that he finds that offensive.
You're as cold as ice!
Gramm says he thinks that if Hansen, who's been in the band for nearly two decades, is going to sing the songs, he should sing like himself and do his own ad-libs. Gramm telling Trunk that some people have told him to take it as a compliment, but he says he doesn't. Adding, you're a singer with a big band like that, use your own style and don't hang your coat on my hook. No need to read between those lines. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Mia Farrow and Margot Martindale of Netflix's The Watcher, which is based on a true story. This series follows a family in a dream home turned nightmare when they find threatening letters and suspicious neighbors, two of which the actors play. Roles which gave them a lot of fun new territory to work with.
Yes, you nailed it. I had not done that before, and I had never worked in a Ryan Murphy project. I knew this much about Ryan Murphy's work, which I have long admired and been fascinated by the people and their performances and the situations that they found themselves in. I committed to be in it before I read a thing.
And Margot, what about for you? I feel like I'm envisioning a neighborhood block party and I need to know what she brings.
She'll bring the poison.
Wash casserole. I just worked with Ryan Murphy and I was delighted to be invited back. I really wanted to do a thriller.
This 7-episode limited series, The Watcher, is streaming now. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
The federal building on 5th is going to be your main target.
Frustrating for firefighters because there's some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We're going to have our elections next week. I'm supporting Kevin McCarthy for speaker, and he'll win that race. And ultimately, you've seen us pull together these last few months and focus on the attack against big government socialism. People in very different places of America said they don't want big government socialism, and they're going to give us the House to be that check and balance. And we're going to go to work for those hardworking families.
And that is Steve Scalise saying, I'm not making a run as speaker. It's going to be Kevin McCarthy. We'll see. I think it would be a good move. Give McCarthy a shot. I think he earned it. Well, let's see. Wait for the Republicans to lock it up first. Chris, listen to WABC in Catskills. Hey, Chris, New York.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm a policy wonk Democrat, and I was elected. I was an elected official 5 to 9 years ago, and I actually flipped the purple-red-leaning district to blue by getting a lot of Republicans and conservatives to vote for me. And I've listened to you for years. I don't agree with some of the talking points I've heard, and I'm well-versed enough in politics to hear when you present information that's factually incorrect, but I appreciate your skills as a broadcaster.
Well, I'm sure you're my ultimate fact-check. I live up to your standard, Chris and Catskills. Thank you very much. And I don't have talking points. They're my points. But what's on your mind? What do you think about Zeldin, how he did in upstate New York?
Yeah, no, specifically it was after the Pat Ryan election. There was some stuff. You said that he and Molinaro were going to have a rematch, and that's all. But, all right, I'll move on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Just make your point.
No, the red wave didn't happen for a few reasons. And the seats that are going to end up being lost when the dust is settled are going to be basically all in New York State and Long Island and the Hudson Valley upstate. And these elections were all very close. Like, Mark Molinaro won by around 2%. And Democrat Pat Ryan won by only 2,100 votes.
No way.
You know, in actuality, Trump's not that popular in New York State like he is in places like Arizona. And the socialist working families wing of the left and Trump's behavior on the right, it turns off common sense voters.
I know, but Zeldin brought a lot to the table with 47% of the vote. I think he got an extra 400,000 voters compared to 2018's candidate. That certainly helped. Nathan in Arizona. Nathan.
Hi. Hi, Brian. Good to speak with you. I'm actually from Arizona, and your previous caller is actually wrong. Trump is not as strong here as he was 4 years ago. And when you even look at Apache County was a complete right-wing stalwart for him, and now it's turned red. Blue. And when you look at our state, the people that win became Republicans. Democrats were Republicans. They were moderates. And I think the Republicans are lacking a vision. They're lacking a true vision. And if they can define themselves and their policies, not so right.
Hey, Nathan, I don't think you're wrong, but wouldn't you think the first thing I do in Arizona is seal the border? I mean, basic law and order, seal the border. And I'm wondering how many people converted parties and how many people just moved into Arizona. I wouldn't know, but I know so many people who left California for Arizona, and I'm not sure they left their politics behind.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Goldleaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Savings Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. A great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs. And the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Goldleaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Goldleaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's what's happening to people that traditionally are not identified with the Republican Party, particularly working class and small business owning Hispanics, Hispanic families who have common sense, who don't want schools indoctrinated in their kids, who perhaps have either firsthand or family experience with socialism and leftism and don't want any part of it in this country, and who frankly, you know, want to live in a society that's governed by leaders with common sense. You're not going to convince them that we should care more about allowing illegal immigrants in, the UN climate conference that they're having this week, criminals running through the streets. You put those things ahead of them and their interests are going to punish you at the ballot box. That's what they did to Democrats here in Florida. That's what I wish we'd be seeing in other parts of the country. Unfortunately, there's multiple reasons why that's not happening.
And we'll get into that now. That is Senator Marco Rubio, a substantial win against a quality opponent in Val Demings. They had a lot of money. She was outspent considerably. She's got the law enforcement background, tried to pretend she wasn't for defunding the police, although we know she was. And along with Governor DeSantis, did extremely well in Florida, which is traditionally oftentimes decided elections, but it seems to have switched. I got to get Governor Chris Christie's take on all this. He's been doing a lot of analysis for ABC. Governor, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Brian. How are you?
Good. The last part of his sentence I wanted you to pick up on. Why didn't it happen for other states in the union, especially with the Hispanic vote, although inroads were made?
No, look, it's about candidates, right? I mean, in the end, it's about the candidates you pick and how well they can communicate and how credible they are with constituencies they're looking to represent. So, you know, for Senator Rubio, he's been in Florida for a long time. And he's been representing people both from the state legislature and the United States Senate for a long time. They had no doubt about Marco's sincerity on these issues and his ability to be able to represent them. And the very same can be said about Governor DeSantis. And I think that's why they did as well as they did. But in other places where the candidates were selected predominantly by former President Trump, these were not great candidates. And they were not the right candidates, whether it was Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, We can go through a whole list of them. Mastriano in Pennsylvania for governor, an awful choice. And quite frankly, cost us the election there because he ran so poorly at the top of the ticket. And look at Arizona. In Arizona, we may still wind up winning the governorship in Arizona, and I hope we do. But let's put this in context, Brian. In 2014, Doug Ducey won the governorship in Arizona by 12 points. In 2018, he was reelected by 15 points. When we have the right candidates running in these races in a state like Arizona, we win handily. The fact that we're struggling to try to bring this over the finish line 2 days after the election by a centimeter, and that we probably are going to lose the Senate seat there, again, goes to the quality of the candidates that were selected, and the fact that a lot of these selections are making us an ineffective general election party. And that's what you really saw happening on Tuesday night. And, you know, that's something that we better get our arms around really quickly, or we're going to wind up losing in 2024.
A couple of things. Number one, from what you know about Arizona, do you believe there's enough Republican votes out there for Masters and Carrie Lake?
Look,
there's 650,000 they say are still out there uncounted.
Yeah, look, I think that there is. That's why I was cautious about the fact that we may wind up winning both of those,
yep,
or one of them. I think it's likely that I think it's more likely because of the margins we're dealing with that Carrie Lake wins than it is that Blake Masters wins. But both of them could win. There's no doubt that they both could win. But the bigger question, Brian, is why is it so close?
Yeah.
In a state like Arizona, with a president 40% job approval, with 8% inflation, with $4 gas, with crime rising everywhere, with fentanyl pouring over a border state like Arizona, why is it close? It should not even be close. And by the way, without any of those things available to us in 14 and 18, Doug Ducey won by 12 and 15 points, respectively, for governor. So, you know, what are we talking about here? It is the choice of candidates and the way they've approached these things that have hurt us and hurts us in general elections in swing states. Let's remember something. With the exception of Ron Johnson, who has a long history in Wisconsin, so people know him well, we didn't win anything else in Wisconsin. We didn't win anything in Michigan. We didn't win anything in Pennsylvania.
John James won in Michigan, but that was a new, right, that was a new seat. Yeah,
that was a new seat, though. It was a new seat that was drawn for Republicans, and John James had nothing to do with anybody else putting hands on him and selecting him. John James has run statewide twice in Michigan, as you know,
yeah,
and came close twice, so people know John. This is the problem. Like, you know, Brian, if we can't win in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, we can't win the presidency.
Absolutely.
It's electorally impossible for us to win the presidency. So we've got to start thinking about whether, you know, I've heard all the conversation as of you over time that Donald Trump used to give to us, which was, you know, you're going to do so much winning that you're going to ask me to stop winning because we're doing so much winning. You're tired of it. Well, we lost the House and Senate in 18. We lost the presidency in 20. We lost two seats in the United States Senate from Georgia in 21. And now in 22, we wildly underperformed historic norms. Seems to me we should be tired of losing. And I know I am.
Right. I know in 2018, no one talks about they did add Senate seats and they did lose the House, no doubt about it. And then in 2020, the pandemic, I think, played a major role. That people judge the president on how he handled the pandemic. But the way the press had lined up against it would have been you if you were there, but nothing like I've ever seen against Trump. I was amazed he even had 4 in 10 that thought he was doing a good job the way they lined up against him. And they never, ever admitted that he won until 2020. They never admitted that he won in 2016. And when you were on the inside, that had to play a role in the mindset of the man that you know quite well. never accepting legitimacy actually put him over the top and made him do some of these extreme things, in my opinion.
Well, look, let's face it. It is not the Democrats' approach to the 2016 election was grossly unfair. And we all can agree upon that. They were so stunned that they had lost to Donald Trump that they didn't accept it. That's wrong. And it should never be condoned. But here's the thing. You look at how others got treated during the pandemic, other Republicans, you know, and how they fared electorally thereafter. You know, look at what happened with Brian Kemp, who was probably the most aggressive governor in America in terms of the way he handled the pandemic. And he just got reelected despite being outspent by Stacey Abrams 2.5-1 in Georgia. He wound up winning by 8 points on Tuesday night. Why? Because they believe that Brian Kemp is a smart, effective governor. And by the way, he certified the election in 2020 and as a result had to survive a primary challenge by a candidate put forward by Donald Trump. And Brian survived that, beat David Perdue by 50 points, and then won the general election. You know, those are the kind of things we should be looking at. Florida are the kind of things we should be looking at in terms of candidates who are who they are and tell the truth and had success. And, you know, Kemp is in that group. DeSantis is in that group. Rubio's in that group.
So, and by the way, Governor Chris Christie, our guest, I'm sure everybody knows that. Governor, do you think, I even heard Jason Miller recommending to the former president that he does not declare on Monday that he's running again for Herschel Walker's sake. Do you believe that? Number one, is that a good move to wait? Number two, do you think he will?
Well, it depends on what your motivation is, right? If you want to see every Republican in America focused on getting Herschel Walker over the goal line and into the United States Senate and giving us control of the United States Senate, then every resource, every minute of time politically should be spent on nothing else but Herschel Walker over the course of the next 4 weeks. So I think Jason Miller is absolutely right in his advice. I have no idea what Donald Trump will do because this is one of those key moments, right? Are we going to be the party of me or the party of us? And if we're going to be the party of me, then Donald Trump will announce and make it all about him and distract, as he did in 2021, from Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, and I think responsible in large measure for those losses. If we want to be the party of us, if we want to get elected again by people like the people of Georgia and being given control, as we should, of the House and Senate in Washington, then everybody should be focused on Herschel Walker. I know that's what I'm going to be focused on. And I hope everybody else from Donald Trump and all around are focused on getting Herschel elected on December 6th.
I've speculated, and I think everyone thinks Kemp was never asked. He said never asked to help out Walker or campaign together. I think that'll change immediately. And DeSantis as well. And we'll see what President Trump, former President Trump, says. But this is an idea of who President Trump feels is will be his main competition. Cut 33.
We have the best poll numbers. Where are they? Are they putting them up on the screen? We're winning big, big, big in the Republican Party for the nomination like nobody's ever seen before. Let's see. There it is. Trump at 71. Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%.
So, and then he said Mike Pence got about 7%. Do you think that he's lining up Ron DeSantis like he did Jeb Bush, and will it be effective?
Well, look, I think that Donald Trump will just do whatever he thinks he needs to do to serve whatever he thinks his interests are at the moment. I can't imagine why in the days before a competitive election you would want to criticize the Republican nominee, but he did the same thing with Joe O'Dea in Colorado. He did the same thing with Ron DeSantis. Look, you know, we're either going to be the party of me or the party of us, Brian. That's another example. Do I think it will be effective? One, we don't know if Governor DeSantis is going to run. But if he does, it's going to be up to Governor DeSantis.
Right.
And how he interacts and responds, right? I mean, that's what really matters. We know what will be coming from Donald Trump. We don't know and have not seen Ron DeSantis under those type of competitive circumstances. Let's face it. He's run against Andrew Gillum, who we can't say was the greatest candidate in the world, and now Charlie Crist, who's been a Republican, an independent, and a Democrat. So, you know, we're going to see as the competition gets better how the governor responds if he decides to engage. Mm-hmm. But we have no doubt what Donald Trump, he's made clear what his intention is. A guy like Ron DeSantis, who I think Donald Trump can claim to have made. I mean, Ron DeSantis, I remember that, was way behind Adam Putnam in 2018 in the Republican primary polls for governor until Donald Trump endorsed him. So a guy that Donald Trump endorsed and has trumpeted now all of a sudden is getting made fun of. Do we think it's because Ron DeSantis has changed, or is it because Donald Trump feels now threatened by Ron DeSantis?
So, Governor, I know you
can make that judgment.
I know you know what it takes to run for president. Do you feel like the time is right, or possibly the landscape, now that you can look at 2024 for you?
Well, I'm certainly thinking about it, Brian. I think we need to have people who know how to win general elections in blue states again. And, you know, I've certainly proven that over the course of my career, winning two terms in a state like New Jersey. The last time was 61% of the vote when, you know, no one wins in blue states like that from the Republican Party. We need to start winning in places like that again, because if we don't, we're not going to win the presidency. So I'm certainly looking at it. I'll make a decision sometime in 2023 about whether I will or I won't. But I'm not going to worry about that right now, because right now we've got still a race that we need to win in Georgia. And I was down there last Thursday and Friday riding the bus with Governor Kemp and campaigning with him. He did a spectacular job. And I hope that Herschel Walker is on the phone with Brian Kemp today, you know, saying, please, Governor, any time you can spare over the next 4 weeks, I need you and your organization to help get me in the United States Senate. Because Brian Kemp showed how effective he is with the people of Georgia and how effective his organization is as a campaign group.
And I tell you, the thing that's so aggravating and I think insulting is that they keep going after Herschel Walker's intellect. And the guy's smart, he's savvy, he's a business person, great people person. There's nothing wrong with him don't criticize his intelligence. Criticize anything you want. But I thought we were past that as a country, didn't you?
I did. And look, people are free to disagree with any position that any candidate takes. But this personal insulting of Herschel Walker, insult, by the way, the 1.9 million people in Georgia who voted for him. And I don't think you want to be in that position either. Raphael Warnock's up, the last time I saw, by about 13,000 votes out of 3.9 million. So this is not like, you know, it's just not like it's not close and contested. And Herschel Walker deserves the respect of having gone through just a very tough general election. And I can tell you this, you know, I would feel much better if we were controlling the United States Senate than Chuck Schumer. And I want to do everything I can to make sure that we help Herschel Walker get over the goal line.
And thanks for helping my show again. Governor Chris Christie, always insightful and interesting. Thanks so much.
Brian, always great to be on. Look forward to talking to you as we get closer to December 6th and we see what's going to happen in this last election.
Absolutely, and you're playing a role. This is Brian Kilmeade Show. Back with your calls in just a moment. Thanks so much for listening. 1-866-408-7669.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Okay, can I have everybody's attention for just a second?
Morgan, media planning firm, just landed a multi-million dollar client.
Because we won the pitch.
She needs to staff up before trafficking hits a traffic jam.
So we're going to need research, planning, buying, obviously, and probably data analytics.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Yellowstone, television's number one show, returns on Paramount Network.
I, John Dudley, do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the state of Montana against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Featuring an all-star cast led by Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
The invasion is over.
They will fight you dirty.
Is there any other way?
As the Dutton family fights to protect their legacy, they'll learn power has a price.
Signing this is a declaration of war.
We're already at war.
Yellowstone returns Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for an epic two-hour premiere event exclusively on Paramount Network.
It all started with the brutal murder of a young married couple. Now, more than 40 years after the couple was found, investigators and forensic genealogists are cracking the case wide open to uncover a stunning second mystery.
Where's the baby?
I said, well, wait, he had a baby?
We crossed the country speaking with victims' families and those close to the case as we ask, what about Holly?
I just want to know what happened.
Available on FoxNewsPodcasts.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, the Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
What he did in the super red, deep red parts of Pennsylvania, and the way that he ran ahead of Biden, as you were saying, ran ahead of Trump, I mean, it makes you wonder about his future.
They're talking about John Fetterman, and she goes on to think that he's a legitimate presidential candidate. John Fetterman, the least qualified person, even without a stroke, I've ever seen. Lazy, unaccomplished, not a good speaker. Then he has a stroke, even worse speaker. Hello, everybody, and good night. That's who you want to be president? I can't believe he won. I really can't. I mean, obviously, a lot of the votes happened before that debate. And maybe people don't like Dr. Oz, although a leading heart surgeon that's the best, it's a great talk show host who likes people, I guess didn't resonate. Obviously, he lost by about 3 points and conceded. So quick thing, if you're in Tulsa, I'm coming in Sunday. I'll be there. KRMG listeners, I'll be there in person. There are a few tickets left, so I want to see you there. And if you can do it, the VIP area, I get a chance to talk to you ahead of time. My first stop is going to be Brandon, Mississippi. What am I going to be doing? Talking about the president and freedom fighter to the close. Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, and the Battle to Save America's Soul, but also George Washington's Secret Six, Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, and everything else. Looking back at American history, having a great patriotic day. Most importantly, be able to get your take on the midterms and so much more. And don't forget, Saturday night, One Nation, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.